Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Congratulations. Your morning just got a bit classier. A media legend, a ferocious linebacker, a clueless producer, and you.
Searching for a replacement window online? Visit windownation.com today.
So raise a glass and act accordingly. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's do it live on a Thursday edition of the program. How you live at Threes?
Well, I'm glad that the city of Columbus, Ohio, has given us this beautiful morning. Not a cloud in the sky.
Wrote it.
It was like 54 degrees when I was walking this morning with the with the girls and the two little Markies. So I feel like I have to get my masculinity up and walk the Rottweiler solo later, but it's all right.
Oh,
I'll get around to that. Look, when you have workers down the road, Bo, that are putting in a pool, you know, it seems like everybody in the neighborhood's putting in a pool except us this year.
I think so.
COVID did that. It's full jealousy, right? I'm just going to look around and just be like, oh, good for you. Congratulations. Have fun with that. I expect
really
an
invite. Proud of you.
But
I couldn't be happier.
When you have, you know, like 13 trucks like yesterday and this morning lined up doing construction, and they see me with two little girls and then two 10-pound dogs, you're like, all right, bro, look at me that way again. I'll be out later with the rots, okay?
Come out.
Don't get any ideas about my house, workers. Don't even look at my house.
When you walk the rots later today, do it with your shirt off and like a bandana. And just
tell you what,
just to set the tone.
Then when I walk the neighborhood with the shirt off, which I'll do from time to time if it's super,
bet you will.
If it's super hot, you know, I'm like, look, I want to be able to,
sure.
I want to be able to, you know,
just so you know,
for
ladies,
one, I don't like sweating through
men,
shirts at
just
all.
So you know.
And I want, but the worst is when you're walking that way and then common man pulls into his driveway and you're like, oh gosh, I know Mike's just going to crush me. He's going to crush me later on the show. That's what goes through. But anyway, I'm glad we have this morning because what happened yesterday between noon and about 3:30 is the most frustrating. And here's why, Bo. Nothing happened according to what we thought needed to happen. And yet,
no,
everything ended up happening the exact way we thought it should have happened. So let me explain. Jackets have to get the first goal, right? So you're down 1-0.
Like, no, they don't.
Okay. Okay. Then you're like, can't go down 2-0 because
I don't think
the Jackets can get the 3. Down to nothing. You're like, okay, well, at that point, I was like, looks like season's done.
See on down the road.
Yes. Yep. And then next thing you know, as Jody said on the show, if you pay attention to the scores, 1-3, that's what we thought. All right, so Jackets get back. Buddy, they get to 3-2.
What a second period.
Really, from the end of the first on, they controlled the game until like the last, even down the stretch. Like, I'll get to Torts in his comments later, but I love Torts. I love the fact that he's like, look, I don't want to deal with any of this, all this, you know, moral victory, feel good, you know, stuff. No, get it out of here. I don't want to hear about it. I want to hear about this was the best second period. Who cares? Who cares, guys? Yeah. We lost. We're sitting. They are leaving the bubble. Our bubble got popped. And the Lightning are going on. So here's what you got. You got a front-running team in Tampa Bay, a team that we thought was mentally weak, right? We talked about it on the show yesterday. If you get up on them, they might just say, yeah, forget it. We'll see them next game. Right? And then try to take a little momentum. That's what happened. You get a goal late in a period like that, you go up 3-2, and then to go up 4-2, you get contributions from, Alexander Wennberg. I'm excited about, we always knew about his hockey IQ and his playmaking ability, but he wouldn't shoot. All of a sudden, this series, all right, Wenny, okay. You know, like, puts him in the net. So now you're up 4-2. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, Tampa's just going to tap out. They're just going to tap out. They're going to go to the next game. They're going to move on. And we got a chance. And then in 3 shots, some lucky deflections, off the skate and all that, you're back to 4-4. 8 minutes to go, Bo. What are you thinking yourself? You're thinking, this is what we're made for. We are made. We are built. We are built with great goaltending, a good system, and we're going to just, you know, like, we don't. Look, I understand. It's very easy to sit here on the radio today and say, keep attacking. Keep attacking. Keep attacking. But even back in high school, even when we had skill on our team, like, We were the second-ranked team in Minnesota high school hockey. We lost to Centennial, but we were highly ranked all year. Even when we were better than other teams, you get up a certain amount, your idea is let's not be over-aggressive to then give up on-man rushes, right? The reason why you scale back is because scoring the puck on three-on-three rushes or two-on-two rushes is extremely hard, right? Yeah. It's extremely hard. If you get over-aggressive and try to get, oh, we're going to go up three, and you know we're going to have a 4-on-2, let's jump in the rush, and then it's a quick turnover, and now you have a 3-on-1, and boom, it's in the net. You're thinking, why? Why? We had a... So I'm not going to get on them. This is the way that they've played all year. You have a 2-goal lead, and I'm thinking, surely this is... We're not going to collapse again, like in Toronto.
Like against the Leafs,
yeah.
Sure.
And so now you're sitting here, and you're saying to yourself, what in the hell happened? Nothing happened the way.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me anymore about we need to score first.
Listen, buddy, it's all of us. Every single thing you went over it, score first, first to three, everything we mentioned, it was the opposite. It was the, you know, Tampa Bay had no guts. No, they had plenty of guts. They had plenty of guts. They're playing without Stamkos. And what I leave this with, and this is for there will be a bigger conversation to be had here, and this is one we'll have with Jody at 11:30 when we do Shelley time, and we'll do it over the first course of the next 20 minutes. Lots of football today, too. We're going to do some NFL and the 10 o'clock hour with Joe Burrow and an update on Browns camp from Jake Trotter. They were out a ton of starters yesterday. Is there reason for concern there? As many as six. And we'll make some sense of where we are with this. The Big Ten finally speaks, right?
Yes. I'm glad we got a very detailed medical explanation on everything. I can't wait to dive into it later.
Yeah, they're basically being Colonel Jessup. You want the truth? You can't. I mean, truly, you want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
Because we'll get the truth, to it, I think, by the way, I'm becoming a big. I've always been a fan of the Nebraska brand and Scott Frost, but now I'm becoming a fan of their president.
Yeah.
My goodness.
No, I think they...
I love it.
I think,
put everybody on blast. Everyone kind of going with this, well, I'm not sure there really was a vote. He's like, oh, no, there was a vote. No, there was a vote. And I voted
to play. Guess is... you do wonder if the... Now, was there like an actual, like, all right, you mark yes, you mark no vote?
Right.
But which I don't think there was, but if they went around the room and said who's in, who's out, you wonder if Dan Patrick's original reporting of 12-2 was accurate. I do wonder that. I wonder if it was. And it was Nebraska and Iowa who said, yeah, let's, yeah, we don't, no, we want to play. I do wonder if that was true.
Because I want to get back to the Jackets, but real quick.
So do I. Yeah.
Real quick. Well, just remind me to talk about Gene's statement later, because he keeps saying that him and Christina are in step, and I believe they are. But he keeps saying, like, this is a delay. This is not a cancel. No, it is a cancellation. Like,
it's a cancellation.
Because
listen,
the thing is,
here's
like,
a question to that. This is a simple way to determine if it's a cancellation or if it's a postponement. Will this Ohio State team look the same if they play in January? No.
No.
It will not.
No, they won't.
No, it will not.
And that's why the parents are fighting so hard.
Yeah.
The parents,
because they have one shot.
That's why Sean Wade's dad's up, because he knows that if this is going in January, Sean ain't playing.
No,
but he wants his son to have the opportunity to win a Thorpe Award, to be an All-American,
of course.
His picture on the wall, right? To be, to really, to be honest with you, he'll be picked in the 20s right now. But you prove that you can be a number one corner, you can be top 10. He wants to be in that legacy, and now they've taken that away from him. Anyway, but we'll jump into that. But the Jackets.
So here's what I wanted to say. This is what my takeaway of where we are right now. We're a dude away. When we play a team like Tampa Bay, who's playing without Stamkos, we're a dude away.
Yeah.
You need another guy who can carry the water. And you need another guy who is, you know, borderline great player. Now, can some of these young guys develop into that and be dominant forces? I don't know if there's PLD is the obvious answer, and he's borderline that. He's on his way to that, feels like. But they need another guy they need another frontline forward that's a problem, that's a physical problem to deal with. Now, how much would Josh Anderson have helped?
A lot.
Right?
Yeah.
would have helped. So, but he's probably not going to be here next year. So whenever next year is played. So these are all of the things that have to get sorted out. But that's what I kind of came away with. Even when things go perfect, the margin for error is slim, and for a team like the Lightning, where everything, you know, went their way, and they still gave it up and then still got it back, their margin is just bigger. Their margin for error is just bigger because they're more talented. They are. So this is kind of where you're at. This is a guts team. It's a hardworking team that's got supreme defenders. in Seth and Zach. Supreme pair of defensemen. Yeah. And really good goaltending. But on the forward lines, there's not enough firepower. Not to win a cup, not to be a team that can be dangerous past the first round, truly. That's where it is right now. And look, go back to a year ago and you say, would you have taken this team making the playoffs, knocking out Toronto in a makeshift pandemic-induced first round? Yeah. Yeah, I would have taken that. That's incredible. That's incredible. Yep. That's great. I didn't think this team was a playoff team. I thought they'd take a pretty big step back. They didn't. And that's right. Credit to Torts and the culture and all of that. But in order to take the next step, which is in our blue we rise and we go chase a cup, they're a player away. They're a frontline forward away.
They are. They need a little bit more on the offensive. And you're right. I think Josh Anderson probably helps that because he's a physical freight train. You know, like it's... If you remember that guy's ability, I mean, he was my favorite jacket, you know, last year because of the way that I love Texier. I think Texier is becoming like he's a silent agitator. Whenever they zoom in on Tex, he is never running his mouth. Do you ever notice that? Like He doesn't speak, it seems like, but he's constantly like he was under Kucherov's skin. He was getting all those guys to slash him, hit him after, and he's always kind of like just skating around in their face, but he's not saying anything. And it makes me laugh because I've been around players like that, and like to where even playing football, to where it'd be like after a pile, and like they'd just walk back and like bump into the running back as they're walking back to the huddle, and the running back starts talking trash, and they're not saying anything, but they would just still keep walking in their way, just being an annoying pest. And I think when you don't say stuff back sometimes, it makes them even more mad. But I love what Tex has become. I love the speed of Foodie and what he's going to become. I really do. I love Bjorki's ability on offense. Cam, I think, is... I don't think he was 100% in this postseason. He came back, but I don't think he's 100% yet. But I love Cam and what he can bring, obviously. But you're right. There's one more guy. PLD, I think, has risen his game. He's proved to be a brilliant pick. But you're right. Is Josh Anderson that guy? And will we see Josh Anderson back in a uni?
Yeah, you got to retain those guys.
Yeah,
if you're gonna build it, you can't just forever run up these young kids, and then as soon as they wear out their, I mean, they have the biggest question as we get into the offseason and in the future is Seth Jones.
Yeah,
is he locked up? Is he going to be a Blue Jacket for life? If he's a Blue Jacket for life, that sends a message around the league that this is a place where guys want to be.
Yeah,
and that will be the next big thing because otherwise you're just the NHL version of the Oakland A's where you're just a team that is a farm system for everybody else. And that's something you need to get Seth locked up. You've got to make sure. And that's got to be job one this offseason is get better in the forward lines. We'll hear from Torts, not much, but you will hear from Tortorella here in a second. You'll hear from Seth and the captain as well. One other thing we should address right out of the gates is what happened last night on the Cincinnati Reds broadcast with Tom Brenneman. I don't know Tom. Do you know him?
I don't.
I know, obviously know of him. Listen, folks, you are taught that in this business – if you have a microphone on,
it's always hot.
It's always hot, and it will go on. Now, that being said, there is typically an understanding in television or radio, and just like this show. Like Chops, when we come back from break, guys, he goes, you're up. So that we know that it's time to talk, right?
Yes.
Because he's controlling it. We don't like to acknowledge it, but he's controlling it in terms of our audio going out over the air. The same is true in television. There's a red light that comes on. There's a director that says, you're up. But as is in this instance, the talent, you have to assume that as soon as you put a microphone on, anytime I was at Channel 10, if I put a microphone on, I assumed that what I was saying was going live over the air.
Absolutely.
That was
a Big Ten Network when I was doing studio. When I walked into the studio, you know what I mean? Like at all, I'm like, there's cameras, mics everywhere. Time to lock it up. And that's any jokes. That's any. That's the heightened awareness of what you are going to say about anything. That's obviously cuss words. That's anything, Bo. Like your awareness of, are you comfortable with anything that you say in here? And it'd be something as silly as like dogging Rutgers, right? Like you're at Big Ten Network. Be careful that you can't, you know what I mean? Like, don't go
over
the line.
Absolutely.
With any comment about, you know, that you wouldn't be comfortable being seen or heard, you know, on national television. And
so, Tom, last night, Yeah, that's exactly how you live. Tom last night said a gay slur when he thought he wasn't on air. He said it with conviction. I mean, it wasn't like it was off the cuff. I mean, he said it. You could tell with the way that he said it that it was said with conviction. It was something he was comfortable saying. And then apologized on air in one of the most awkward exchanges I've ever heard, where he's in the middle of an apology and they cut to a home run. And he calls the home run and then continues the apology. It just was a bad look all around. They pulled him off the broadcast. They've issued a statement. Many of the Reds have you know, players have gone to social and denounced what he said. My hunch would be he's done. Now, yeah. He's got about as much currency as you can have because of who his dad is. And Tom's good at his job. He's been good. I mean, he's worked for Fox for a long time on the NFL. He used to do the College Football National Championship game when Fox had that. And he's been on the Red broadcast. He's probably going to have his dad's job. You know, he's going to be the Reds TV guy for the rest of his life. Was probably the way it was going to go. My guess is that he's done. That'd be my guess.
It's amazing. And when I talk to my agent about guys in the business, right? He goes, you know, he goes. I told him, I said, sometimes you can look at who's out there, and you're like, man, there's a lot of guys doing it. And his comment back to me every time is like, you never know. Everyone's one comment away, or one tweet from never. Basically being where they're at again. Mm-hmm. And you hear it sometimes and you're like, yeah, you know, that's, I guess that's true. But I mean, if you would have said like last year that Tom Brenneman would never be the Reds guy probably again, you know, yeah. And what's Fox Sports going to do? You think they want him on? So it's just,
no, it I'm sure he'll be off of the NFL.
You know,
as well.
It's so, yeah. I mean, that goes for everybody, you know? And so that's consistently, you have to be very careful before. And to be honest, a lot of times that's why I delete Twitter off my phone whenever I'm having a beverage watching a game, because I don't want to say something. Because guess what? All these companies look at all that. They look at everything you say. So if you're going to be very vocal, that's great. That's perfect. If maybe they'll like you for debate shows. But for what you're trying to do as far as call games and all that, you're not there to debate. You're there to, you know, talk to the game. And everyone is – it doesn't matter who you are, I think, at the end of the day. Everyone's one statement away.
Yep.
From the PR of, we don't want you around anymore.
Yep. Yeah. And it's just easier to find somebody else and move on. And
it is.
And this has been going on a long time. I mean, this is, you go back to NFL, you think about Jimmy the Greek, you know, in the early 80s, what he said, and he was canceled, he was fired. I mean, this, you just can't do it. You can't do it.
Yep.
And my hunch would be that he would be done. Lots to get to on the program today, including the Big Ten's response, Lane Kiffin trying to get some free transfers. Let's go. Come down to the Grove. We will get to that. Go around some NFL camps as well in Cincinnati and Cleveland with Joe Burrow talking. You'll hear from Joe. And coming up next, though, John Tortorella, press conference. It's short. Trust us. We'll find out if it played, how it played. We'll get into that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Keeping you entertained with our vast selection of hot takes and play-by-play for over 20...
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
5 years, proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Civic today for $189 a month for 36 months with $2599 due at lease signing. Civic, the best-selling compact car over the past decade for just $189 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%, and see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at SpectrumMobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
Celebrate and have a good time.
Right now at the All-
all-new Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
2 years is a really long time to hold your breath. 24 months is forever to go without chocolate. But 730 days is an awesome time to go without paying any interest on your new carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, tile, stone, cork, or bamboo floors from America's Floor Source. Whether you come to one of our showrooms or we bring our showroom to your living room, you'll have 2 years to pay for. Interest-free for a limited time. AmericasFloorSource.com.
America's Floor Source, from our showroom to your living room.
Look at your radio right now. If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio. If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works. It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy the Fan.
Enjoy a safe and contactless payment wash experience with a Moomoo Express Car Wash Unlimited Wash Club membership. Wash all you want at any Central Ohio Moo location, starting at just $15.99 a month. Or treat yourself to the very best with our Creme de la Creme VIP Unlimited Wash Club membership for just $32.99. Wash twice a month, and it pays for itself. Fast, fun, eco-friendly, and free vacuums. For locations and hours, visit MoomooCarWash.com today.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now buy any three cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
I can't wait to put my new Roku TV and futon to good use at college. And I can't wait to meet my roommates. Or, you know, hang out with the ones I've been living with for years.
However you go back, we've got your back. The Walmart College Shop is your one-stop shop for everything you need, like must-have tech and can't live without college essentials for less, with free two-day delivery or free curbside pickup. Walmart. Free delivery available in two business days. $35 minimum. Free curbside pickup available for orders over $35. Restrictions apply.
After having been restricted in order to preserve PPE for hospitals, many dental offices are now reopening. That's a good thing because regular dental care ensures that we have good oral health and good overall health. As dentists reopen their offices, you may notice some changes. Your dental office may take your temperature and ask a series of questions related to your health. You may be asked to wait in your car until the dental office is ready for you. You may notice your dentist and staff wearing a different type of face mask or face shield when providing care. All of these changes and more are designed to ensure dental patients are protected. When you make your appointment, ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association so you know that you're being treated by the very best. Ohio Dental Association member dentists are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. These ODA member dentists are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing education, training, and resources. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit windownation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two men complaining about first world problems.
You're not getting the point, kid.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And brought to you by our great friends at Window Nation. If you're in need or search of replacement windows, check them out at windownation.com. They will take care of you the way that they take care of us. Jacket season is over after a pretty shocking 5-4 overtime loss to the Lightning. Not quite as shocking as the loss to Toronto in the first round, where three goals were given up in about 4 minutes, but you had two in the last eight that forced overtime, and then the fifth just almost felt inevitable. John Tortorella was not in the mood for questions post-game. Here is Tortorella's entire press conference post-game.
You guys fell down 2-0, and then after that, it's one of the most dominating stretches of play I think you've had
in this postseason. Are you guilty then of playing the clock there in the final 8 minutes with the two-goal lead?
No, they had three shots.
Hey, John, I know it's hard after a series loss to really compress your thoughts, but what has this whole experience been like, being in the bubble, you know, being so close to your players, you know, working with them on a day-to-day basis and just mentally seeing them come back after a pause in times that have been unlike any in, you know, human history?
You know what, guys? I'm not going to get into the touchy-feely stuff and the moral victories and all that. You guys be safe.
So I think this can be this is fun for us on a radio show. I understand where he's coming from, right? You're pissed off. The second question's about the bubble. You know, I get that's not a question that he's going to want to have a response to, right? And I'm perfectly fine with what he said. I'm not getting into touchy-feely things. I do think he needs to stand there and take other questions than two. He's paid a lot of money to be the face of the franchise. He is the culture setter. He is the boss. This is what happens. You have to stand there and take some bullets after a pretty big collapse, and you got to answer some questions. That's part of it. If you're going to be the face of the franchise, if you're going to be a, you know, a spokesperson, if you're going to be all the things, and we love him, right? I mean, I love the hockey and hound stuff he does with AR. I love it. I love how funny he is in these things. I love how prickly he is. I love all of it. But that's a bad job. You can't answer two questions.
He can be prickly for the entire duration, right, that he is expected to be there. Look, even when, like, I listened to the whole post game because I was in the car after the game ended, and I was listening to Seth and these guys talk. They don't give you anything. I mean,
no.
These guys, we're as athletes, we're all taught to say the same thing. You know, like, what did you keep hearing from the guys? You know, they're a good team. They're an opportunistic team. They played better than us. I thought we played well. And look, the point is, like, there are absolutely no moral victories.
No.
I've been there. There are games in sports where you play very well, but at the end of the day, you look up and you lost. And you're trying to, and it's hard to really wrap your mind around what just happened. Like, I think Nick said that. He goes, look, guys, it's hard for me to digest this because I didn't expect to be done tonight. I expected to play this weekend, you know? And so it's hard for you to totally reflect on your experience. And like Seth said, Seth had a great comment saying, you know, this didn't feel like a 4-1 series, but doesn't really matter because that's what it was. You know, like, which is true. Like, I think Shark said it was 14-12 was the total goals in the series. Okay. Guess what it still says? Like, nobody in the whole hockey world knows. They say Lightning were the better team. They move on. That's all they care. No one cares. What we learned is Corpy has the record for saves in the game. But unfortunately, even though we can sit here and say, man, Corpy played lights out, and without Corpy, I don't think they're even, you know, they Corpy held this team in it. We didn't really get offensive production until this last game. But no one in the NHL world, like, yeah, they know, oh, gosh, he had the one game where it went super long and had a lot of saves. But other than that, do you think the story is that Korpisalo emerged as a postseason stud? No. It's Jack has got bounced.
Yeah.
So we know that locally. And we can sit here and look big picture. But you're right. Torts, I would have had no problem if Torts just stood up there and was prickly the whole time. Why? Because the dude cares. And I totally agree with him. Like, guys, this isn't a time to say moral. What do you want me to say?
I agree with that, too.
He could have just said, too. You know, he could have said, guys, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Everyone's dealing with this bubble. Like, there's no, like, oh, I'm proud of my guys. We worked really hard. We beat Toronto. And, golly, we put up a fight against Tampa. No. Like, what I love about Torts, and he could have kept saying this, our goal was to host the Stanley Cup. And until you guys get comfortable with that goal, too, quit asking me about these touchy-feely questions. He could have been prickly that way, where he's like, you guys keep thinking like, oh, last year we got past the first round, great. You're not hearing me. Our goal is to win it all, and we fell short. So I don't want to hear about this touchy feely stuff. I think that's you could have kind of stayed up there and said that, right? And that's exactly what I want our leader to say. But to just jump out and leave, I understand. Look, and we get it. You can know the person and know that he cares that much, but also you are professionally obligated to stay up there and answer the questions, just like your players are. You know, like, what would his reaction been if a Seth Jones pulled that, right? And Seth Jones says, you know, I'm out. You know, like, what would have been the reaction then? Like, the players are facing the noise, and it sucks, and it's awful. And, of course, all those guys hated it too. But And I feel him. I feel how pissed off he is, you know, because I think that is his legit, like, he's hosted that cup before. He's lifted it up above his head. He knows that feeling, and that's always going to be his goal. And
yeah.
He's very Parcells, you know, in that perspective. Like, there's no yay is the good building block for us. So what's the next step? No, the next step is winning it all. Like, that's the only step, you know, and we can sit here from a radio perspective and say, well, it'd be nice if they got this, 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 and this. But when you're the head coach, why the hell else are you playing the game? You know,
no, you play to win. They play to, yeah, absolutely. And this is your best chance to hoist the cup. Was this?
Yes,
was in this environment. And so you didn't get it done. And it's and but I still think he's got to stand there.
Yeah,
and answer more he than does. Two questions.
And you can be prickly
I remember
the whole time.
I remember going into locker rooms with you guys. At that point the locker rooms were closed. But they would make you guys come out in Louisiana after you lost to LSU. You guys were kids. 19, 20 years old, and asking you guys questions. I remember after the Texas game, your last game, you had to sit there and answer questions. And
still
and,
burns.
Yeah, for sure. And you remember
field
after
maca.
The Florida game.
Field maca was the call. Nickel field maca.
Is that what it
all
was?
All out blitz. Zero. Zero pressure. Colt McCoy. Yeah. Over the middle. Mm-hmm. Nothing worse than blitzing the A-gap, popping out, looking, and just seeing, who was it, Crosby? Quan Crosby, was that the ride out?
Quan Crosby. Yeah, I think that was.
Whatever. Anyway, it was one of them. I think he was number six. Just watching
he was
him
definitely
run
six.
The end zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Quan
the last
Cosby,
image I have
I
is Ohio State Buckeye. Was number six for Texas running into the end zone.
Yep. And guess what?
Anyway.
Within 30 minutes, your butt was in a dais with your name in front of it as a captain, and you answered questions. So did Todd Beckman. So did Marcus Freeman and Malcolm Jenkins and everybody else. That's what you do. That's what you do. That's the gig, right? You guys don't even sign up for it at that age. That's not what you sign up for. But that's what he signs up for. I love him. I just think you got to answer some more questions. We'll get into more of it, and we'll hear from some of the players coming up a little bit later on. Coming up next, though, kind of a pretty big nail in the coffin of the idea of playing in the fall and this player movement that's happening. No. Pay attention to the scores. We've been saying it all week. Sadly, it's not. We'll get into it coming up next. Bishman Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
There's nothing.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Like waking up, turning on your radio, and hearing the ramblings of dummies. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Saturday morning at 10.
The Fan.
Whew, it's hot out there. Hi, it's Morgan again from Joe Dirt. We are working hard in this heat to get you the dirt and recycled stone you need for all your summer projects. Whether you need screen topsoil or fill dirt, recycled concrete or asphalt, we're your one-stop shop. Give us a call at 614-444-DIRT or visit our website at 444dirt.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Do you want to know how you can feel amazing and live better? James Laurinaitis here for my guys at Affinity Whole Health. And let me tell you what I did. I called Affinity. Their process, so simple. You go to their website and sign up for a free doctor consult. After your initial appointment, they'll show you your numbers and customize a plan that is right for you. If you're feeling tired, unmotivated, if you've gained some weight, lost some muscle mass, you could have low testosterone. I did, and Affinity put me on a plan, and I quickly did a 180. This pandemic has taken its toll on all of us. So if you've fallen off the wagon, give my guys at Affinity a chance to show you what they can do for you. Affinity helped me stay motivated, regain muscle, feel better, and they can do the same for you. You will see a huge improvement in your daily life. For a free doctor consult and to see what Affinity Whole Health is all about, go to feelgreatcolumbus.com. That's feelgreatcolumbus.com and tell them that James sent you. Do your 180 today and go see my friends at Affinity Whole Health.
To Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at the OSU Scarlet Course for this week's Nationwide Children's Championship, plus visit with Golf World's Dave Shidlosky.
To Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience, too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
Redbox has top entertainment with new movies and big hits. And now, they're giving you a chance to win big money. Enter the Redbox 15K Summer Sweepstakes. Rent or buy any Sony movie now through August 24th, and you could win the $15,000 grand prize. Rent Jumanji The Next Level, Little Women, Bad Boys for Life, and other Sony movies at Redbox.com/15K Sweeps. Make it a movie night, and you could win big with Redbox. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 years old and a U.S. resident. For official rules and to learn more, including how to enter for free via email, visit Redbox.com/15K Sweeps.
Hey, it's your Uncle Cooper here. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Goldie. My niece. Your cousin. And Goldie didn't know which tires were right for her. The first ones were too much tire, and the next ones were not enough tire. Anyway, long story short, Goldie found the Coopers, and they were just right. What a happy, practical ending. Okay, go to sleep. Go with the Coopers.
Cooper!
It's Bishop and Laurinaitis is What's Up?
What's up, man?
What's up with you?
Well, I don't know if it's up or down or where it is, but the Big Ten finally responded. I don't know.
What'd they say?
Well, Kevin Warren.
Professor Bobby gave a nice little breakdown on the line.
I saw the red ink on the line that Bob did there. Some good work there. This was from the quote I'll read. The vote of the Big Ten Council and presidents and chancellors overwhelmingly in support of postponing fall sports and will not be revisited. That's as straightforward as it gets. Now, still much more explanation is owed. The timing needs to be defined as to why. Some of the real truth, as I say to Bootsy, what's the real truth? As he lies, I'll say, okay, now what's
the
real truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. Well, I think so. I think there was a show in the early 80s called The Fall Guy. And it was actually about a guy named that was a stuntman. He was the unknown stuntman who made Hollywood stars look good. And Lee Majors was in it. And they had a great pickup truck, and Heather Thomas was spectacular. And this was a program in my youth that I would watch mostly for the opening sequence because of Heather Thomas as a little kid. I just thought she was spectacular. And so the Fall Guy though is what I think Kevin Warren is now. I'm not saying And again, he's what he's done is fireable. The lack of tone on this. The lack of explanation on this, the lack of answering questions on this, the lack of showing the work on this, the fact that you're in a position where a first-round pick's dad is in Chicago to protest, and the most visible athlete in your entire league is going on Good Morning America saying, I want to play, I'm owed explanations, that is a failure at the highest level, my friend. You can't fail any bigger than that. And it's a fireable offense. It absolutely is. But do I think he acted unilaterally? No, of course I don't think he acted unilaterally.
I think that was Chris Carter's advice to us at the old rookie symposium when the NFL used to do it at one location. I think Chris Carter was speaking, and he said to each and every one of us, you need to find a fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay.
That's interesting. Welcome to the league.
Yeah. It was kind of like, well, I mean, I understand where you're going, but I'm not. If you're just doing everything right, you don't need a fall guy. But anyway, the idea was, you know, have a no man as well. You know, someone that tells if you can't say no yourself, have other people to say no for you, and find a fall guy. That's what Kevin Warren is. He's taking the shots in a similar way, not apples to apples, that Roger Goodell takes the bullets for the owners in the NFL. The owners come up with policy. And Goodell gets smoked for it. And I think Kevin Warren, and now is he to blame? Of course, because he handled it terribly. Like, this is, he could have been, for one, they still need to release more of the medical data on what, you know, you're using world numbers for something that's not specific to the landmark of your 14 schools. Like, the idea that their cases are rising is totally false. If you look, even look at Ohio's numbers are getting better. Over the last few days, things are trending fine in Ohio. So it's remarkable.
Well, since the mask order, right?
Yes. So yeah. Things are getting better. But how dare you say it's the mask, Bo? Don't go there, buddy. Don't go there.
Right.
It's really amazing, too, like what schools are deciding to do. You know, you have Dublin going some half days, then they're going to go some full days and this, that, and whatever, and, you know. And like Shelley said, you're going to have, she goes, what happens when kids get colds? Are they just going to assume it's COVID and shut everything down? I'm like, probably.
Yes. Yes, they are, Cersei.
But
sadly,
like in Mercer County, I know people who are from Mercer County, and they said that's one of the worst counties in the state. They're going full class all day, masks on, but they're going full time. Mm-hmm. Like, so here we are, like, it's not as bad in some areas, and they're going half days or no days, but they have the worst numbers in Mercer County. No, we're going to school. We'll all wear masks.
We had football last night, to your point. We had football last night. I coached both 6-year-olds and 8-year-old football last night. So try to social distance, but it's football, so what are you going to – I mean, you can't, you know. So you just assume risk. And the little boys they have to wear mouth guards, right? Because concussion. I mean, it's like no one's going to the ground for crying out loud. They're just running around.
Right.
They have to wear mouth guards. Well, there's no way – there's not a mouth guard on the planet that properly fits a 6-year-old. They're even the smallest ones are too big. They just are. So what happens? Yeah. Well, they have their hands in their mouth all the time with their hands on the mouth guard, right? So then that saliva is going to a football, which is going into the hands of another kid whose his hands are on a football. Then they go to the mouth to go to their mouth guard. And I watch this, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, like all of these kids are going to be – I'm sure they're going to be fine, and you know they probably will be. But I'm thinking to myself, there's no way – that you're going to be able to keep it out of this. And that's a different conversation for another day in terms of that. I think it is abundantly clear that this decision, and I did some radio yesterday with your buddy down in Baton Rouge, Hester. He wasn't on, but I did on his show.
With Hester?
Yeah, but he wasn't there. So it was hanging with people who hang with Hester. But I did that with them, and it was great. But they were asking about, you know, this, and if this, you know, the Jeff Snook report from yesterday and all of this, and will anything come of it? And I said, no, I don't think that it will. I don't think anything will come of it. And the thing that I said to them, I asked them, so are you guys talking about the amateurism issue? Nothing. Crickets. They're not.
No.
They're not talking about it.
No.
And most people aren't. Most people just say outrage, and they're saying that it's worried about safety for the – it's not. It's not.
No.
It's not. It's – you
I'm telling
can't
you,
play
in the South,
amidst it.
Like, it's fun. It's funny talking to Shelley about this, because at the end of the day, you really think like, okay, at the end of the day, this – there's a couple analogies she says. She said, for one, she goes, the South is just proving that they don't care, like, about the amateurism, right? They're really proving that, like, yes, football does mean this much more as far as not like than it does to us up here in Ohio, but in the sense of go ahead with, like, the whole amateurism worry. Like, there's no fear. Like, Georgia announces 20% fans, 20 to 25% fans today at their games. So And she goes, the other analogy that she used that I thought was great, she's like, look, the Big Ten's being the conservative parent that's not letting their kid go to the Rager, right? Because they know the consequences of, like, look, some of those kids are going to get DUIs going home. And there are going to be outbreaks at these schools. See North Carolina, see Notre Dame. And you're trying to keep your son or daughter home. And you keep your son or daughter home, and even if no one gets busted, that parent still thinks they made the right decision by keeping their son or daughter from going to the Rager. So even if those teams play, the Big Ten is still going to sit here and be like, even though the PR of it will look terrible and the, you know, all this, but they'll still say, look, we, in their minds, not us, not me and Bo Bishop, but in the minds of the presidents who voted against it, the data is scaring them enough, and the liability and amateurism, which isn't in that, you know, release.
No, yeah.
And they threw the money thing in there. This is the other thing, Bo. They in Warren's statement, they threw that in there almost as like a, see, it's not about that. When he goes, well, look, I mean, money wasn't even discussed on our phone call. Okay, Kevin.
All right.
Like, you're trying to say it as if, like, look, this isn't even a thought when it comes to amateurism and all that. Okay. You're not fooling anybody, man. Like,
no.
And, again, do I think the ACC plays? No. North Carolina shut down their practices till 5 today. I don't know what 24 hours is going to do. Same with Notre Dame.
What's changing?
Right. But, Bo, here's my thing, and we can maybe get into this next or later in the show, is the NCAA going ahead with this and has to get approved by the board. But nobody, regardless of playing or not, is going to lose a year of eligibility? You mean to tell me that everyone on Alabama and Auburn, if they go through with the season, can still keep the same year of eligibility? Holy smokes!
Yeah, the
what is that?
That this is a can of worms,
and
the size
and
of the
horseshoe.
And
then we need to talk about: do you have interest if they played in the spring, and the three conferences play this fall? Do you have any interest in that? We need to talk.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, there's a lot to this, and I want to. We have some sound from Kevin Warren. He's on with the Sports Business Journal's John Orrod. We'll get to that coming up next. Also, as James mentioned, North Carolina, Notre Dame halt athletic activities. Ole Miss with 13 athletes testing positive as well. Amateurism at the heart of all of this, guys. It is. I know a lot of people aren't talking about it, but it's as big a problem as the pandemic.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Pandemic, certainly. We get to it all coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
We really appreciate your support over the past 25 years. And as a token of our appreciation, we've emailed you a picture of shirtless T-Bone. No need to thank us. The Fan.
The community has been phenomenal in their outpouring of love and support for the caregivers of Mount Carmel. They are putting themselves at risk. They're putting their families at risk. They are extending themselves in ways that really they probably didn't anticipate when they got into a healthcare organization. And on behalf of our team, I am very grateful to the community for that support. I'm Lorraine Lutton, and I'm the new CEO at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
James Laurinaitis here, and the deals just keep rolling in at Germain Toyota. So get in the car you're driving now and get ready to trade it in for a brand new Toyota Camry for 0% for 60 months. Prefer to lease a car? Get the Corolla LE for $169 a month. Offers are good for those that qualify. Rich and his staff are simply the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service, and they simply care about each and every one of you. Do what I did and go to Germain Toyota at 5711 Scarborough Boulevard or online at germaintoyota.net.
I'm Jason from Brewery Vivant, and Grand Rapids is open.
I'm Debbie from Rosie's Place, and Indianapolis is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
This is Zui from Fa Lang Tang, and Cincinnati is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
Traverse City is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Light your outdoor spaces with a 2,000 lumen dual head floodlight from Fight Electric with a dusk to dawn sensor. Pick one up for $22.22 after 11% off. Start saving today with 11% off everything. Prices are good until August 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
They're home from the bubble and ready to dominate. The Crew are back in action to battle with the Chicago Fire. Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 7:15.
Sponsored by Soccer Plus.
Proud to be your Columbus Crew flagship station. The Fan.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Labor Day savings are now at the Home Depot, and your fall project list is now even more affordable. Use our mobile app to search, shop, and save. Flexible delivery options that bring everything you need right to your door. And if you need tools for a project, but not forever, you can rent them. You won't find a better toolbox anywhere else. Take on fall with Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last, valid through September 7th.
Public speaking. Getting stranded at sea. Gas station bathrooms. Venomous snakes. Paying too much for a bed that isn't right for you. These are the most common fears in America. That's why Mattress Firm came up with the Rest Assured Promise, so you'll find the right bed at the right price, guaranteed. And during our Labor Day sale, save up to 50% on America's best-selling brands like Sealy and more. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations and only while supplies last. Some products only available online. Visit mattressfirm.com for details.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. A linebacker and a man of leisure.
This doesn't even make sense.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, Kevin Warren finally emerged. It's like when they do the new Pope and they have the white smoke. And that's what it was like. He's emerged from conclave to give us his thoughts. And honestly, they're not very direct, and they don't answer many of the questions. Still no plan for what in the hell we're going to do in the spring. I mean, how is that not ready? How do you not say this is what we're doing? Like, it's ridiculous. There's none of these questions are answered. Again, it's failure at the highest level. So he was on Sports Business Journal with John Orund. How do you say his name, Chops? Orund?
I think that's right.
I've read his stuff for... Okay, I said sounded it sort great. Of emphatically. Sounded could have sold it better. Here is, he's asked about it. It's a rambling answer. It's kind of long, but we thought you ought to hear it. Have a listen.
Well, one of the things I want to make sure that we clear up is postponed instead of canceled. Postponed it. But, you know, as you know, John, you being a Maryland graduate and being a passionate Maryland graduate, you know, it really is an honor and a blessing to have an opportunity to work in the Big Ten. I mean, we have 14 of the most prominent schools in all of the United States, not only academically, but also athletically. So, you know, last week has been, you know, very emotional for a lot of different reasons. One, you know, when the decision was made, you know, based upon, you know, medical advice to postpone all of our fall sports, but especially our football season, there's wide-ranging emotions. And that is really what makes the Big Ten the Big Ten. I mean, not only do we have talented student athletes from an academic standpoint, but we have talented student athletes from an athletic standpoint. And we have very good teams. We have some of the best coaches in the country and some of the best athletic directors and presidents and chancellors. So anytime you make a decision collectively, you know, in the conference with our schools that really, especially, you know, this year, in this pandemic year, I think, you know, everyone, this has been a really hard year on everyone. And as you alluded to in your opening, from a social justice standpoint and the George Floyd, you know, murder and Breonna Taylor and Armand Arbery, it has been 2020 has been an absolutely challenging year. And so the last 8 days were challenging also. you know, from an emotional standpoint, you know, anytime you make a conference makes decisions, you know, like that, is that you always just have to keep in mind that that you want to do what's right by our student athletes.
That was a bunch of nonsense.
We want to do right by our student athletes. Kevin, so show would you say the majority of your student athletes would want to play the football season?
Of course they would. Do your coaches want to play?
Kevin, yes, the majority of the student athletes and coaches want a little direction on why this decision was made, Kevin.
Yeah. So he did a media tour, and there was really – there wasn't – now, Rebson did a great job of peppering him, and he just basically gave non-answers. All you can do is ask the questions, and you
Well, finally, Nicole Auerbach asked him about his son. She was the first person.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are worried about that, but – like, if I have a feeling, how old's his kid? Like 20, 21? It's probably his decision at that point.
If he's 21.
Right?
If he's eight, I mean, well, here's the difference.
If he's over 18, it's his decision.
Because here's the thing, like, it's funny. I was talking to my boss at Westwood One, and he's like, my girls are 21 years old, and they're both like, I want to go back to Syracuse. I want to go back to school. And I said, no, you're not. And they said, yeah, we are. We're 21. He goes, okay, then you're paying for this year. You want to go back? You're paying for this
year. Yeah, you're paying the tuition.
And they said, okay, fine. We'll do it online from home. All right. But it's different. He's on scholarship. So if he's on scholarship, then he's not paying. But that's probably the debate.
It's not about safety. You can't argue that Justin Fields is safer at Ohio State, or any of them are safer at Ohio. Of course it's safe. Jeez, I feel like I'm ramming my head into a wall on this thing. And nobody, it's not about the safety. Of course they're safe. Of course they want to play. Of course they could play. Just acknowledge that they're a necessity. And then you can play.
Yeah.
If you do that, you can. And then acknowledge that that's going to change some things. But nobody wants to do it. And the Big Ten definitely doesn't want to do it. The Big Ten definitely doesn't want to do it. The Big Ten will hold on to this like grim death, the idea of amateurism. You heard, what's the last line he said? Student athletes.
Yeah.
They're not student athletes. They're college athletes. They're college athletes who bring an incredible amount of revenue to a university and to an athletic department, especially in football. Give them a little bit, and then you could play football amidst a pandemic. That's it. There's nothing more to it. No, they don't want to open that up, man.
No.
They don't want that acknowledgement. But that's what it is. So, you know, there's a lot of layers to it. I'm not convinced that anyone's going to play. I'm not as hard on that as I was a week ago. I think the SEC could try to slam it home. But the idea that Notre Dame and North Carolina halted athletic activities, the idea that 13 Ole Miss kids tested positive, I don't know. I think you're going to have – if you're going to play in those parts of the country, you're going to have to acknowledge that they're no longer amateurs. And maybe they're good for it there. They might be. They might be like, good. Yeah. Not amateurs. We'll pay them. We got the money. That might be fine. That might be fine. But I don't know how you do it short of that. The NFL, however, does have a plan, and it has been collectively bargained, and there is some talk.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service, because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Of a playoff situation in a bubble, we will get to that, plus Joe Burrow. God, you love him. He is just so cocksure. We will get to that coming up next. Jake Trotter at the bottom of the hour. As the injury's coming fast and furious out of Browns camp, we will get to that as well here in the second hour. Bishop and Lornite is right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
At Batteries Plus, we do more than fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
If you're a commercial building owner, you know the headaches broken doors and locks can cause. The Flying Locksmiths have been trusted by building owners and tenants like you for over 70 years. Everything from door repair and replacement to access controls and CCTV cameras, as well as traditional locksmithing services. The Flying Locksmiths of Columbus can handle all your physical security needs. Text or call 800-649-KEYS or go to flyinglocksmiths.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dell supports American entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs in America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Good morning. I'm Mark Dishart. Golf's FedEx Cup playoffs have started outside Boston. The top 125 are vying for the Tour Championship and its $15 million top prize. 122 golfers are at the Northern Trust. In today's first round, Harris English has two birdies and an eagle already. He sits at 4 under par through five holes, good for a one-stroke lead over six others, including Ian Poulter and Charlie Hoffman. It's been 23 days since the Columbus Crew exited the bubble in Orlando following a loss to Minnesota, but they're back in action tonight in Columbus. The Chicago Fire is visiting Moffray Stadium with a 7:30 start. Our coverage begins at 7:15 here on The Fan. In baseball, the Indians go for their sixth straight win tonight when they visit the Pirates. The Reds are in St. Louis. The Sports Center brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit basementdoctor.com. Breaking sports news on The Fan.
A show that knows its limitations.
Still learn to control that.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
There is such a lack of leadership at every level. This is from a great buddy of mine just texted me this. So his son, he's got a son that lines up with Black Cobra that's like 8, and they're playing flag football, right? So we had practice last night. He's got another son who's 12, who I think he's around 12, who's plays tackle. So he got a call. They canceled the tackle season about 3 weeks ago for the little kids, right? So junior high or really middle school on down, they canceled the tackle football seasons. They were doing a camp thing instead. Well, since then, of course, the governor has allowed for football to go on, right? So he got a call last night from a board member of the local tackle football club asking if his oldest son would play football. They're voting to restore tackle football with the little kids now. And he said, well, that's going to create a problem because all these kids have now committed to other things. The quote he got back was, tell them to quit. This is football. Oh, there's none. There's just an incredible vacuum of leadership. And it happens. It's happening at the lowest levels. Nobody knows what the hell to do. It's happening at the high school level where finally there is, you can play, but do what I'm telling you to do or we'll take it away in a hurry. There's at the college level, there's no leadership at all. The Big Ten has just completely flunked that test as big as you can flunk it. The one league that the one thing that can be done very clearly is professional sports. The NHL bubble has been an incredible success. It has worked. It's presented and provided incredible hockey quality. And you've had no positive tests. It's worked. The NBA bubble has worked. The games are awesome. You had 40 games a day in the NBA. You had Luka Doncic and the Mavericks upsetting the Clippers last night. Doncic was unguardable. It's awesome. That's a 2-7 series.
The NBA has been more exciting than I thought, by the way.
It's good, man. Like, these series are toss-ups.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
I thought that even more so than they normally would have been in a normal 1-8. Like, these series are toss-ups. The Lakers are in a must-win tonight against Portland. They're in a must-win. They're the number one seed in the West. So they've been great. And the NFL has been really good. They've had less than 1% positive tests. This is early in camp. There has been injuries. We've seen a lot of injuries
that have happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't you think there will be more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, just real quick, on the lack of leadership and all that?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I think bothers people is that, you know, Kevin Warren didn't even mention the myocarditis stuff in this latest release, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said basically our medical board, because everyone keeps pushing towards that, he said there's too much uncertainty and unknown to be comfortable going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't suffice for me.
No.
Bo, there's uncertainty every time I get behind the steering wheel. I mean, every time I drive down the street, there's uncertainty. I don't know what someone's been drinking and they're driving on the same road as me. I don't know if they're texting and driving, which is just as dangerous. I don't know if... you know, you got to be a damn defensive driver. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People these days and the way they drive are absolutely... I don't know if a deer is going to jump out. You know,
no,
like, there's
not
a lot of uncertainty. Yeah. Should I never drive?
No.
It's not sufficient.
Like, no, it's not.
If you're going to make a decision to affect hundreds of millions of dollars, I saw yesterday $110 million Ohio State's expecting to lose. So, if you're going to make a decision that great, that impactful, uncertainty... What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Uncertainty. Of course, there's uncertainty and tons of things every single day.
Yeah.
That's not sufficient for me.
No, it's not. It's terrible. It's a terrible job. It's an absolute failure in leadership. There's no question. And it's not good enough. And it should have been better. And they should have shown their work. We've been saying that for a while. The NFL has shown its work. They said, this is what we're going to do. And I've been at Browns camp a handful of times in the last week. And I see how... It's not a bubble, but it might as well be. It might as well be. Those players and those people who are in a tier one and all of the NFL are doing this. If you're watching Hard Knocks, you're seeing this. You've seen some of the stuff from Bengals camp. You see what they're doing. They are so removed from everybody else. You can't even, if you're not a tier one or tier two, you cannot even walk through. You can walk around the perimeter. You cannot walk through the parking lot where the players' cars are.
Yeah.
If you're not tier one or tier two. So I'm tier three. So I got 3 tests in 5 days, and then I get tested every week. I got tested yesterday. No, I'm sorry. I got tested Tuesday. My results came Wednesday. Negative again. Nice job out of me. Not sure that's going to last with me coaching little kids, but it's lasted to this point. So in tier three, even in tier three, somebody tests as regular as I am, I can't even walk through the parking lot. Think about that. With nobody in it.
Right.
I can't. That's what the NFL's doing.
But that's leadership.
That's leadership.
You're
that's direction.
Out a way. Look, is it inconvenient? Of course. But you know
what?
This is what we're going to have to do. All right? Look, looking back, is some of this probably overboard? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Is it overboard to probably say, you know what? Like, if I sneeze into my forearm, even though I've tested negative, and then what do you think I'm going to do? That the wind's going to carry that and let it land on the door handle of a player's car, and it's going to live for the next 10 hours in the sun? Come on. Like... But guess what? We're not taking that chance. Why? Because we don't know enough about it. So we're going to make every decision that we think is wise and a good idea going forward. And we'll see kind of what comes of it. To be honest, we'll see what comes of it.
Yeah, and everything that the NFL is doing, we can say it's extreme. It's all worked. It's worked to this point. And now there's talk of potentially the NFL with a not bubble, but secure environment is the tone that the term that they're using. This is Troy Vincent, NFL Executive Vice President, Football Ops. We didn't use the term bubble, but that secure environment to make sure that there is no risk from outside as teams start making that playoff drive. We did tell Coach Payton that it was something that both Alan Sills and the teams would explore. These are things that we just have to be flexible on. That tells you what the NFL where the NFL is. That's what they're thinking about. They're thinking about, after we deliver a season, what's the best way for us to deliver a playoff? Because they're dude, you played. You know what this league's about. They have one singular purpose, and they don't really care about anything else.
Just start selling Super Bowl tickets now, and then make the fans put them in a bubble too, so you can have fans in the stands and quarantine all those fans
for 90 days
leading up.
Their entire focus is delivering a television product.
Of course.
It's all that matters. There are teams in the league don't even – we're 3 weeks from the start of the season. Teams in the league have not been told by the NFL, like, can local radio broadcasts travel? They have no idea if they're traveling or not with the team.
Yeah.
They have no idea what from a reporting standpoint, what are local reporters? What's that going to – none of that has been discussed. You know why? Because the NFL doesn't care. The NFL cares about one thing, delivering the television product. And they will stop at no expense to deliver it. And guess what? We're all going to win.
And even that's different. I saw they're not allowing sideline reporters this year.
No, they're not. No sideline reporters. Yeah,
no sideline when you watch the game. No sideline reporters.
My hunch is what's going to happen is there will be local reporters who will be allowed into the stadium in certain parts of the stadium exclusive to the rest of the stadium. I think they're fighting like hell to get 20% of the fans in there. I do. And I think they might be able to pull that off. Now, I don't know how they're going to be able to pull it off from a tailgating standpoint. If they're going to close lots or not let people do that, that could happen too. I don't know. And I think they could turn the spigot off. I think they could turn the spigot off on the fans in a second.
Yep.
In a second. The first time that there's some sort of people not paying attention, not wearing a mask, I think they could shut it out. Because you know what? That jeopardizes the big thing, which is delivering the television product.
No question.
That's all that matters.
No question.
They'll shut it off in a second. They will be ruthless on that front.
It is going to be fascinating to see if, for instance, like we know New York's not going to have fans, right?
Yeah, Tennessee's not. We saw that as well.
But then you have Dallas, who's like, Jerry's like, oh, I expect to have, I expect to be playing in front of our fans. It's gotten to a point that the NFL has a – because that is a huge, huge competitive advantage for the Dallas Cowboys if they're able to put even, say, half of their fans in that big stadium. What if you do 50,000?
Yeah. Right.
And what if the state – you already see some of these leaders and these governors, Texas's of which, when this thing first came out, he was so anti-mask, the governor of Texas, until this recent, spike that they've had – in this last month, but I remember when the shutdown first happened, he was so against it on all the platforms. And so what if he's like, no, Jerry, it's your business. You do what you want. You know, what if he gives that? And Jerry says, all right, we're going to pack this thing. You know, we're going to pack this and pack this house. The NFL is going to have to step in because you cannot let, in good conscience, the Dallas Cowboys have home games with full fans and then have the New York Giants and the Washington Redskins, both who have announced no fans in their stadiums. That is a massive competitive disadvantage to those two teams.
I don't see any way how the NFL isn't all on the same page on this. I mean, my hunch would be that they are, and that Jerry's doing that to. You know, there's a lot of doublespeak that's going on, guys. If you
Jerry's the only one that could try to swing that, though. You know Jerry. He has his own damn deal.
He has his own deal
outside of the. He's the only owner in the whole damn league that gets all the revenue from the Cowboys' name.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like everyone else shares stuff.
He has his separate
merchandise deal because the Cowboys are America's team.
Yeah. No, there's no question. And he could do it if he wanted to. My hunch is that he wouldn't, that he would go with the flow. And I would have to, I think there's, what I was going to say is there's a lot of doublespeak going on. You see it in the college level, especially where I think there are athletic administrators and especially university presidents who are saying one thing, but their actions were others. I do think that's happened. And I think that the same is happening here with what Jerry's saying, where he says, I plan on playing in front of our fans and full houses and all of this. If it comes down to it and the NFL says, look,
I plan on moving to Montana in 5 years and doing the show from Montana and Scottsdale, you know, summer, winter. But my hutch says my wife isn't going to let me.
She's not going to let you, yeah.
You know?
I think it's a good point. I think that what will happen is Goodell will say, and the rest of them will say, Kraft, the power owners, will say, look, let's not try for something so big. Let's work on this 20% model. Let's work on that. And we have big stadiums, and we can put groups of people spread out around strategically around a stadium. And you know what? If you put 15,000 people at Paul Brown or First Energy or Heinz Field, that'd be decent. That'd be decent. Yeah. There'd be a lot of noise that would come. There would be. It's not a home field advantage, but you could hear it. You could hear it. I would tell you
it
another thing to pay attention to.
It gives the players a sense of normalcy too, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I'll tell you one other thing, if you're curious about if you want to make the conversation about fans or not. The fact that the NFL yesterday announced that they are working to have universal crowd noise piped into stadiums throughout the league tells you where the NFL is.
Yeah.
And that is not having full stadiums. So that's right.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE. That's where their head's at on that front. You will hear from Joe Burrow coming up next. And at the bottom of the hour, Jake Trotter covering the Browns. A little bit of a MASH unit up in Berea. We get to that coming up as well. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
If you miss a Buckeye game, it's because your radio is in tune to the right place. Always and forever, your home for the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Get Taco Bell's Taco and Burrito Cravings Pack for the friends that get it. 4 crunchy tacos and 4 beefy 5-layer burritos. Only at Taco Bell. For a limited time at a participating Taco Bell location near you.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience, too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
Windows, siding, APCO, absolutely. We don't rely on gimmicks to get customers. We rely on our reputation. APCO is a local, family-owned window and siding company established in 1962.
Absolutely, absolutely, you can trust APCO.
APCO.com.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness, end the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herder is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default. End the madness. End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herder at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290 today. Or visit online at markherder.com.
Anthony Rothman and Matty Ice. Both of them love the Buckeyes. They root hard for the Jackets. Their favorite NFL teams wear purple. They're basically the same, except they're really not. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work. Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
After having been restricted in order to preserve PPE for hospitals, many dental offices are now reopening. That's a good thing because regular dental care ensures that we have good oral health and good overall health. As dentists reopen their offices, you may notice some changes. Your dental office may take your temperature and ask a series of questions related to your health. You may be asked to wait in your car until the dental office is ready for you. You may notice your dentist and staff wearing a different type of face mask or face shield when providing care. All of these changes and more are designed to ensure dental patients are protected. When you make your appointment, ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association so you know that you're being treated by the very best. Ohio Dental Association member dentists are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. These ODA member dentists are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing education, training, and resources. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com. Whether you stop by a locally owned Napa Auto Parts, Napa Auto Care, or visit Napa Online, if you need help with your ride, you can count on Napa Know How.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit windownation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Simultaneously passing the eye test, the smell test, and the ear test.
Huge win.
That's a big win.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan. Let me talk to you about my friends over at Germain Toyota of Columbus. You've heard me talk over and over. You hear the commercials about the great deals they have going on. But it's not about just the deals. It's about the people. Listen to this review about Quentin. Quentin has a lot of positive reviews, by the way, on their website. A lot of great testimonials about Quentin. He's very knowledgeable, was able to answer all of our questions. The dealership is extremely clean. Had a ton of variety of vehicles to choose from. How about this? This was our second vehicle purchased from Germain.
Let's go.
Within the year. Woo! Excellent staff. Great service. Recommend to all of our family and friends when searching for a car. That was just posted 2 days ago. I keep telling you the people, and it's led by Rich Newsom. Go say hello, 5711 Scarborough Boulevard, or online at germaintoyota.net.
Did you see the throw that Mahomes made in Chiefs camp?
Mahomey?
Yeah.
I did. I did see it, yes. I was also watching Damon Arnett mic'd up.
That was cool, wasn't it? Raiders camp. Dave looked good. Yeah, he looked good at Raiders camp.
He looked real good. Awesome. Swagged out.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
The Mahomes throw. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? He is a cheat code.
He is. It's like playing Madden on rookie, which I'm sure what Chops does, just so he can win.
I like winning.
I was going to ask you guys, so what do you think I should do here? I want to get Madden this year. I haven't got it for the boys in a couple of years. And we're due a new system to play it on. But there's the new systems are coming out in December.
Like PS5, a little Christmas.
Right. Yeah, I've always been an Xbox Madden, guy, you know? But that's late for Madden, right? And so what do? Do you just punt on Madden for a couple of months? Because the juice to play Madden is going to be right now. Like, I always wanted to play the football games now is when I wanted to play them. Like, once we got into the season, then I would kind of lose some interest. But I would want to play them now in advance of the season. What do you do there?
That's tough. These were always the... I would like to say probably a man of your means, you know, probably someone that is rolling in cash in a massive estate. I would probably say you get the Madden on the current system, and then, you know, you get them the new Madden on the new system again. Because
basically,
yeah,
the question is, are you willing to spend an extra $60 to invest in Madden systems?
It's not, because the systems we have a Switch, and we have my old Xbox 360, which we play the college football game.
You're back a little bit.
Yeah, I don't. It's not just buying another game. It's buying a system to play a game for 3 months.
Also, that's what Chops is saying, though. Like, yeah, I mean, you're going to get
There's no Madden for Switch or Xbox 360 anymore.
Yeah, so now you're in a
pinch. So that's where we are.
So now I guess you're forced to wait. Tell them to download Madden on their apps or something. You know, get it.
Yeah, you got to wait. Buying a PS4 or an Xbox One at this point is pointless.
Yeah, so you got to wait. Yeah. All right, so that's what I'll do. We'll wait it out. Thankfully, the Bengals will not have to wait for Joe Burrow. He's ready.
Yeah.
He's great. He looks fantastic. He's created a jolt for the franchise. Here he was after his first padded practice.
It was okay. You know, it wasn't, you know, what you'd like to see on a red zone day, but, you know, it was the first one. It started raining a little bit. You know, obviously, I'd like to play better than I did, and I know as an offense we'd like to play better than we did.
He is just fantastic. Let's play the one where he's talking about figuring out his new teammates.
There's a feeling out process. You have the timing that you expect in the red zone, and you try to get that down in individual routes, and every guy runs their route different. So, you know, your feet are different for every guy that runs the route, depending on who's out there. And then your feet also have to be different depending on the red zone coverage and the red zone players on defense. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Can you try and put your head into how much came how fast for him?
I think
a year ago at this time.
Yeah. When you think about the college football season getting canceled.
Right.
That would have crushed Joe Burrow. That would have crushed
no question.
Like Dwayne Haskins. Think about these guys who have had the 1 year Comet wonders. I mean, it's
Kyler Murray. There's been a lot of them that played 1 year. These are number one picks in the draft, guys.
Yeah.
Number one picks in the draft.
Yeah.
So and all of which certainly with Joe and Kyler, if you had gone back and not played those seasons, would without question not have been number one picks in the draft and wouldn't even have been in the conversation.
Yeah.
Would not have been in the conversation. If Kyler Murray did not play his Heisman winning year at Oklahoma, he does not go number one overall. He does not.
No,
he was too small. You wouldn't have seen him. You would have no idea what he was.
No.
You have no idea. There are kids that are out there in college football right now that were going to have those type of years, like Hello World years.
Yep.
And now they won't. Think about how good we are, buddy, at scouting and identifying these kids at a young age. The ability now to identify kids 16, 17, 18 years old as 3, 4, and 5 stars, and then those kids directly going to college, they are then, you know, fed everything that's perfect. They work out at a level that's perfect, and all of a sudden they're pros 3 years later. It's like clockwork, the way that it works right now. There aren't that many surprises, and yet you still have these incredible examples. Number one overall picks in the draft who would not. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield would not have been the number one overall pick in the draft.
Kyler would be playing baseball right now.
You're right. Kyler would be playing baseball. No. Yeah, and it would have been Rosen or Darnold who would have went number one that year that Baker went number one. And you're right. Kyler would have been playing baseball. Joe Burrow would not have been the number one pick in this draft by the Bengals. It probably would have been Justin Herbert.
It's just wild to think about the difference and really how much things change, man. Like the turnover and just this guy has a magical season, and now you're sitting here and he's – total swagged out, hyped up, number one pick in Cincinnati, and all eyes on him. And he would have been a guy that wouldn't have had that opportunity. It's crazy. It really is.
The juice that you think about this, and we were the guys in Baton Rouge asked, because there's like he walks on water in Baton Rouge and will forever. Like he's going to have a statue in Baton Rouge. It's the best single season a quarterback has ever had. The only other argument I can come up with is Cam Newton, and they're very similar between the two. But Cam's 1 year at Auburn. But that kid and the juice that he's given that franchise, I can't wait to watch Bengal games. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what he does.
Yes.
Yeah. T. Higgins back. Yeah, let's see what that looks like. A.J. Green. Yeah, sure. Joe Mixon. Yep, let me see what that looks like. That's a pretty fun offense. That's a fun offense. And Joe Burrow, and it's funny because of all of the knocks on the Bengals, one of the knocks will actually benefit them, and that is that Mike Brown does not want to pay coaches not to coach. So even if Zach Taylor, and I like Zach a lot. I have no reason to believe he'll be anything other than a success. Very impressive when you've been around him. Was around him at the combine. Very, very impressive. He's got 5 years. Joe will play in the same system for 5 years, at least.
Yep.
That's tremendous. Baker's on his third? Going into year three?
Yeah.
Joe's going to be in one system for 5 years.
Yeah. That's wild.
You want success.
You want success. You give your quarterback, and that's told you that's what killed Sam Bradford, was the constant turnover, obviously injuries too, but just you're learning a new language every single year. At least Joe's going to have that same guy, and they can grow together. And the key is going to be, does Joe have enough reps in this fall? You mentioned just think about the complexity of the footwork. He's just talking about red zone footwork, and every single wideout he has to have an awareness of who's on the field when and what their feet look like and this, that, whatever. Like, okay, so does he have the reps through this extended camp to where he gets comfortable and the nonverbal communication gets to a point where then he can be successful? Because everything else is going to be swimming too. Like, it's not just the footwork of, okay, who's out there? Okay, it's AJ. He's going to look like this when he does his back shoulder fade. Ross is different when he does his back shoulder. T's different. So everyone's a little different. But then add on to, okay, what's the defense doing to me? Now it's a defense I haven't seen yet. You know, now this is the first time I've seen the Ravens. Okay, now it's the first time I've seen the Browns. Now it's the first time I've seen whoever. You know, so he's already going to be swimming from that intellectual standpoint. Mm-hmm. You hope that he can eliminate at least the nonverbal with his offensive guys, because that's a whole. If you're doing that, then you don't have a chance.
Yeah. No. It's going to be a pretty big learning curve.
Yep.
But the good news is he's secure, that coach is secure, they can all learn together.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
That's beautiful. The opposite has been what's happened with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. And this is a big season for Baker Mayfield. We're a week into camp. We'll have Jake Trotter on next. Covers the Browns for ESPN. Get some perspective on what he's seen from Baker early on in camp. That is coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
All Buckeyes.
All Buckeyes.
All the time. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Your flagship home for Ohio State athletics. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah. I was so tired of contacts. I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too. But the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time. And I'm seeing great.
Wow. But didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-338-2020. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in August who mention this ad. That's 844-338-2020. LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in August 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Celebrate freedom from down payments at John Hinderer Honda. 2020 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $269 a month with no money down. Route 79 in Heath or visit HinderHonda.com. Open Sundays.
With approved credit, 36-month lease plus tax and title. In stock only. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Stay cool with next day installation from Logan Services. We've got a system for every home, budget, and lifestyle. Book your installation now and get a free Wi-Fi thermostat. Call now for fast, friendly service from Logan Services.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let me tell you about Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. It's going on Thursday through Saturday, August 27th through the 29th, out at their location in Canal Winchester. It's going to be socially distanced, it's going to be safe, and it's going to save you a lot of money on Kinetico. About $700 off a Kinetico K5 drinking water station like what I have in my house. Get the funk out of your water and check out KineticoColumbus.com to find out more about their 50th anniversary celebration.
The premier real estate brokerage in Columbus is Realestar. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to move, let Realestar's experienced, award-winning agents help find the home of your dreams. Find your new home today at Realestar.com.
For the first time in forever, we're live and local in the morning. Starting at 6 a.m. weekdays, you can rise and shine to Morning Juice. Hosted by Brandon Beam, Bobby Carpenter, and Anthony Schlegel. You're welcome, Columbus, the fan.
Whew, it's hot out there. Hi, it's Morgan again from Joe Dirt. We are working hard in this heat to get you the dirt and recycled stone you need for all your summer projects. Whether you need screen topsoil or fill dirt, recycled concrete or asphalt, we're your one-stop shop. Give us a call at 614-444-DIRT or visit our website at 444dirt.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of advanced team members. And you don't even need an appointment. When it's time to hit the road, stop by Advance Auto Parts to start strong with a diehard battery. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app. Delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it. And a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order. So you can keep doing what you do best. Whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
You know, it's an interesting spot that the Browns are in. Tremendous talent on the offensive side of the ball. Frankly, a team that is built to win now. Big improvements made financially at tight end. In Austin Hooper, certainly in tackle, and Jack Conklin, the drafting of Jedrick Wills, defensively getting Myles Garrett locked up, and yet there is so much pressure on Baker to be really good, and for Kevin Stefanski and Baker to work well together. There's 10 practices left in what Kevin Stefanski is calling training camp. So if they're going to be good, they've got to get good in the next 10. The timetable could not be any shorter. The pressure couldn't be any more. And so every single one of these practices matters a lot. Jake Trotter has been at all of them. He's our guest on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Covers the Browns for ESPN. He's covered Baker for a long time. This is all about Baker. We know it, Jake. What have you seen early on from your quarterback?
Yeah, hey, Bo, what's going on? I mean, it's been a little choppy, but I don't think that's surprising or alarming. We're together, I think, as you just mentioned, the entire offseason due to the coronavirus. So they're just kind of filling each other out. They're filling the offense out. So, you know, they're not moving the ball up and down the field. They've had some moments. I think the important part is, Odell Beckham, he's healthy again, something that was not the case last year. And I think just, him and Baker – getting their rapport down, getting their chemistry down, getting as much familiarity with the offense as possible, I think is important. And it would help if they could avoid any more injuries. It's been kind of a you know, spooky start, the way they've had some guys drop, like Nick Chubb and J.C. Treader offensively, and then, of course, Mac Wilson. We're kind of waiting to see the severity of that injury. But, you know, it's been okay so far. And I think you know, one observation that I've had so far is just how much of a difference a guy like Austin Hooper is going to make for Baker. They just didn't have that element last year, the tight end working the middle of the field. And already you can see the chemistry between those two. You know, Austin Hooper went to Austin, Texas, to stay at Baker's house during two different stints in the offseason to work out together. And they have something going there. And, you know, one thing Hooper told me was that Mark Andrews, who was Baker's tight end at Oklahoma, and a guy that they you know really had a nice chemistry together. Now, obviously, Andrews is a Pro Bowl tight end for Baltimore, but you know, being that kind of guy for Baker, which he really thrived with during you know his time at OU.
Jake, with Mac Wilson having the hyperextended knee and not knowing really how long he'll be out. Are the Browns looking to bring in a veteran? There are some very, it's funny, as I look through kind of this Cleveland.com article on the guys who are available at linebacker, it seems like I've played with three of them. And you know, Maurice Alexander, we drafted at safety, but he's a big safety. Mark Barron, I played with him when we moved him to linebacker at Will. Alec Ogletree, I was surprised to see his name still on here. Is there anyone that, because, man, I know Alec played Mike with the Giants, and he's kind of been all over, but Alec, I think, naturally is a goodwill linebacker, a guy who can still run very well. Obviously, out of Georgia, he's 29, but some of these players, and Darren Lee still available, I'm surprised to read some of these names, that guys that aren't on rosters competing. Do you think the Browns will bring one of these names in?
I think they might have to if Mac is going to be out. No, at least just kind of look like that would be the best case scenario, given his injury. I was like Alec Ogletree still available. I mean, I sort of remember him more as a you know standout for Georgia than you know anything that he did in the NFL. But like he would seem like a guy that at least for depth purposes could help you. I mean, they're already kind of thin at linebacker coming into camp.
Yeah,
you know, just based on the off season, and so to lose, you know, arguably your best guy, or at least your one returning starter, and Mac Wilson, I mean, it creates some problems. So I think that they will have to look at some options, whether that's a trade or whether that's bringing in a guy, you know, like an Ogletree, who at the very least can give you some experience and a body there, and kind of like another B.J. Goodson type, you know, guy you feel relatively comfortable with, you know, if he's your second-team linebacker.
Well, Jake, what I mean, they only have like 33 total starts now at linebacker in the entire group. Goodson's got 29, and I think, what, Tay Davis has 4? I mean, that's it. I think they've got 33 total starts in the entire linebacker room. So, yeah, I would think it would have to be addressed. You mentioned it is a mash unit. You talk about Treader. You talk about Nick Chubb, Mac Wilson. Jarvis Landry, Larry Ogunjobi, Miles Garrett, obviously all starters who have been in and out. Those are all precautionary things. But there are some red flags here, right? There's some talk about Kevin Johnson as well. There's a lot of red flags with guys who are starters. What can you do? There's nothing you can do, but this is problematic when you're talking about 10 days left to training camp.
And everybody is going through this. It's not just the Browns. But the fear was coming into training camp where these guys have had to basically construct their own home gyms in the offseason. You know, they're not. I mean, forget that they weren't at the team facility. You know, they weren't even allowed. None of us were allowed for a while in this country, most states at least. You know, we're allowed to go to gyms, you know, public gyms down the street. So it's been a, you know, a huge obstacle for these guys keeping in shape. And I think that's why the players, you know, Treader at the forefront of that were fighting for, you know, a longer ramp up because they were, you know, they were nervous about guys getting injured just given the offseason they've had and the limited work they've been able to put in. And I don't think like Nick Chubb, you can go into that category. But, you know, a lot of these, you know, injuries, I think you could probably attribute some of them to that. So it's a problem, you know, for everybody, I'd imagine. I don't think the Browns are going to be exclusive to that. But when you compound the issues they have trying to get everything in with all the new offense, the new schemes, you know, new additions, both sides of the ball. I mean, it's, it's, it's not ideal. And I think it's going to be tough for Cleveland because, and it's a little bit different than last year when you look at the schedule, and the schedule was so tough, you know, early on that you felt like, okay, if they can just get to like 3-4, you know, they should be in pretty good shape to make a run down the stretch. Obviously, that didn't happen for a number of reasons. But you look at this schedule, and, you know, there's some very winnable games, you know, early on. And if you don't get those, you start to look at the schedule late in the year when you got, you know, you got Baltimore again, you've got Pittsburgh again, you've got Philadelphia, you got, you know, who else is on there? Houston with Deshaun Watson. I mean, they need to get off to like a halfway decent start, I think, to get to where they want to, which is to make a run at the playoffs. And if you got guys injured and then you're sort of kind of figuring things out offensively and defensively, and you might lead to some struggles, it's not ideal. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, this is the NFL and they got a lot of talent to overcome all of that. And I think it's going to be interesting to see whether they can.
Jake, I know a lot of the focus, and we've talked about Baker already, that's going to be the main, I think, where all the eyeballs are going to go, if you will, when you watch the Browns. But a lot of this success for Stefanski in this system comes off the gelling of the offensive line. It's how do you get to many different kind of many different smoke and mirrors to get to the same plays and the same play action passes off of it. Everything looks the same. So that line has to gel. What have you sensed that so far? I know the pads have kind of just come on. It's going to take some time as they go out and practice and rep against different fronts and blitzes and all that. But what's your sense of this newly formed offensive line here in Cleveland and how the start of camp's been for them?
Well, they're going to be better. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think they have a chance to be, you know, maybe the most improved offensive line in the league. But right now they're starting two rookies, Nick Harris at center and Jedrick Wills at left tackle. And, like, I got to be honest, you know, Wills is getting beat a lot out there. And Myles nice. Garrett is not on the field. Myles Garrett's not on the field. So it's not going to get any easier for him. Now, I mean, the good news is you know, when he's up against Myles, whenever, you know, I think Myles will be back in the next, you know, maybe after the break. They're off tomorrow before they resume practice. So maybe, you know, this weekend. But, you know, that's going to be a huge test for him. And I think that in the long term, it will help him. But it also, you know, could raise some red flags about, like, is this guy ready right off the bat? They don't have anybody else. I mean, they need him. They need him to step in and protect Baker's blind side. And, you know, I can tell you, among all the other, you know, reasons that Baker struggled last year, you know, his footwork got completely out of whack in training camp because he knew what he had at offensive tackle. And he was feeling that pressure even though they weren't hitting him on a daily basis. Mentally, it messed with him a little bit. Like, you know, talk to people on, you know, last year's team. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, it's very early, but it's going to be interesting to see, you know, his development. I think that's going to be a huge key to whether this offensive line actually becomes a real plus for them or, you know, they're sort of treading water again, which they certainly did last year.
Yeah. Great stuff, Jake, as always, buddy. Appreciate you.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
That's our great friend Jake Trotter, covers the Browns for ESPN. Yeah, it's a big reclamation project. A lot of trust was wrecked last year with Baker in his offensive line, his receivers, his coaching. People who were his friends were fired. There's a lot. It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on for him. And I think the worst thing that could happen, and I think you'll see the best of Baker Mayfield because I think the Browns have done everything to put him in the best position to succeed. So whatever his best is, you'll see it. But the worst thing that could happen this year is for them to get to the end of the season and not know if he's a franchise.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Nice quarterback. That's the worst.
Right. Yep.
Either he falls completely on his face, you go, you know what, we got to reevaluate this and move off of it, or he is who you think he is and who you drafted him to be, and he's a franchise quarterback. But the middle ground is the worst spot you can be because that's no man's land. All right, we hit thing or not a thing up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Celebrating 25 years of great radio. Greek radio? I can't read that with a straight face. They don't pay me enough.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Let's go behind the scenes in the employee break room at a typical jewelry store here.
Hey, Mike, did you close that guy on the 2-carat diamond? Looked like you had him.
Yeah, I almost did. Then he went to Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct? Oh, boy, I know how this story ends.
Yeah, he got a bigger diamond, GIA certified, for a price we couldn't touch. Plus a designer setting, free service for life, and all that other stuff they give people.
I feel you, man. It's getting old. We used to make good money in this business, but Diamonds Direct just made it impossible to compete. I need a new career.
Say goodbye to overpriced diamonds and old-school jewelry shopping. Diamonds Direct's turned all that upside down, giving you access to one of the largest selections of GIA-certified diamonds in America, all at direct importer, no middleman prices. Plus, over 4,000 designer rings, cutting-edge warranties and guarantees, free service for life, and white-glove customer care, all in a no-risk, no-pressure environment.
Thank you for calling Diamonds Direct.
Yes. Can you tell me if you're hiring?
Diamonds Direct. Forever changing how people here buy diamonds and fine jewelry. On Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
Hi, I'm Grace, an estimator with Rife's Auto Body. My job as an estimator is to make sure your visit with Rife's is as carefree as possible. Insurance companies typically try to cut corners in costs. At Rife's, we focus on quality and safety. We fight for our customers, making sure only new OEM parts are used to restore your vehicle to its original condition. If you want your vehicle fixed the Rife way, visit us in Grandview, Westerville, or online at rifesautobody.com.
Rife's Auto Body.
Thursdays were made for boneless wings. So get to Buffalo Wild Wings on Boneless Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Served hot to your table or to go with takeout and delivery. BOGO of equal value free. Available at participating locations. Size exclusions may apply. Not valid with any other offer. Availability of dine-in varies by location. Delivery is subject to availability and fees may apply. Delivery and takeout is for a limited time.
Common Man and T-Bone.
You would think that I would be like refreshed and ready to go, and I am ready to go. I miss doing the show. I'm just done with society.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
At Fifth Third Bank, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Just look at our name, Fifth Third. 5/3 equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we are obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service, to our security solutions, to providing our customers access to one of the largest networks of fee-free partner ATMs with over 50,000 nationwide. This is banking a Fifth Third better.
Fifth Third Bank National Association, member FDIC.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Find us on the Twitter machine
at 971TheFan
and vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
There's no wrong answers, but plenty of dumb ones. Top shelf conversation from top shelf gentlemen.
That's a pretty emphatic situation.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, time for a little thing or not a thing. Go, Choppa.
Bishop and Laurinaitis.
thing or not a thing?
Let's do it on a Thursday. Luka Doncic is 70 points in the first two games of the postseason, are the most points of any NBA player in their first two career playoff games since 1949. Thing or not a thing?
He's pretty much unguardable. He's big. He's strong. He shoots it. Lights out. He passes. He is a super-duper star. I mean, he's a future MVP of this league. And they have him and Porzingis, who's 7'3", who can shoot it from 30 feet. So they're going to be a problem. And they can build around those guys and just put shooters around them and defenders, shot blockers, and they're going to build a championship team around him. And it's Dallas, so that's a great place to live. So this is all just the beginning. The Clippers are going to have their hands full with this kid.
I had never watched him until the other night and just never really paid attention. I'd seen the highlights.
Sure.
But you don't really appreciate, I don't think, a player when you're just watching highlights. My goodness. The talent level, and you're right, just unguardable. Just absolutely unguardable. And I think that's been it's been fun to be able to, in this moment, kind of sit and watch and pay attention to some of these young players that I hadn't really, I didn't really watch Dame outside of, All-Star games. And and so this bubble has actually given me a chance to see kind of who some of these other stars are, not just LeBron and, Steph and the normal ones that you hear about all the time.
Slightly longer quote here, but stick with me. This is from Cowboys backup Andy Dalton. Quote, "For me, I'm excited about the opportunity of being here. Dak's been great ever since I signed here. I feel like our relationship has just gotten better and better. We've gotten to know each other really well. It's been a fun working relationship. I told him I'm here to help him and serve in any way I can and bring my experience to the quarterback room. I'm excited about the opportunities we're going to have this year." End quote. Thing or not a thing?
If you went to the Jim Tressel school of answering questions when you did, that's an A-plus grade.
It is. For Andy, really nice job. He did
that
a really nice job.
That is A-plus. He's going to be great there. He's going to be great. I don't know if Andy Dalton will ever be another full-time starter in the league, but Andy Dalton is going to make a lot of money for about the next 8 years.
Yeah.
Just bouncing around the league as a backup, spot starting. You remember Kozar did this?
Yeah.
You were probably too young, but in the 90s he did this, and after he was the starter for a long time in the Browns, and he went to the Cowboys and the Dolphins, and would when guys got hurt, he was just this very reliable, known commodity backup quarterback, and that's Andy Dalton's future, and that's a good future.
He is... it's the perfect location for him. It's like he's another version of what Case Keenum, Nick Foles, they're just great teammates, right?
Yep.
Common denominator in all three of these guys is that they're very firm in their faith. So to them, they're great guys, and they really are. It's not just lip service. I'll put it that way. So when you hear Nick Foles say, "Hey, look, I'm going to battle, but I'm also going to support Mitch and just hope he does really well," that's who he is. It's almost, it's kind of it's surprising at times when you're around him to see the first person on the field, hand clapping and high fiving the guy who he's competing against. But that's authentic, and that's why teams love to have him as career backups or. In this situation, it looks like guys who are going to have a chance to start and to play.
Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer said Wednesday that he was told by Major League Baseball he could be subject to discipline and removal from a game if he wears custom-made cleats that say, quote, "Free Joe Kelly" on one shoe and have a pouty-faced illustration of the suspended Dodgers pitcher on the other. Thing or not a thing?
I'll tell you what, Trevor Bauer leaning into his anti-establishment is it's fantastic. I don't always agree with him. I think sometimes he comes across a little bit of a punk. But baseball needs personality. It
yes,
needs
it.
And he's comfortable in his own skin, and it's authentic to who he is. I'm for it.
Yeah, I love it. I love this. And the thing is that the Players Association is so strong for baseball. You just feel like, okay, are they really going to pull him out of a game? I don't think so. But I love Trevor Bauer just being anti-establishment and to be honest, I think he came out also and was very supportive of Tatis the other day, smoking the home run. That's what we need.
The only thing, don't apologize.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, that was great.
Last one today, Cooper Manning's son, Arch Manning, debuted as the number one quarterback and fifth overall recruit in 24/7 Sports' initial top 100 for the 2023 class. Thing or not a thing?
Man. I mean, that is an incredible gene pool.
So what?
A dad who's one of the best college quarterbacks of all time, who's a really good pro but just was on terrible teams. Two number one overall draft pick sons, who one is one of the five best quarterbacks ever, and the other one is a two-time Super Bowl champion, and now a grandson who is on track to do the same. I mean, that's football royalty.
I'm just wondering, where's he going to go?
Ole Miss, right?
You think?
Lane Kiffin. Feels like, yeah, of course. Grandpa played at Ole Miss. Dad played at Ole Miss. Uncle played at Ole Miss.
Other uncle played at Tennessee.
I'll never forget seeing, you were just down at 30A. I'll never forget seeing Eli Manning at college, when he was in college at Ole Miss, on 30A.
Oh, gosh, I bet that's a win.
Jeez.
I bet that's a win.
Jeez.
God. Must be nice to have that kind of vacay destination.
Yeah, he lived quite well. He was doing quite well for himself, old Eli. So, yeah, I would think Arch would want. By the way, what a great name, Arch Manning. That's fantastic. I actually I was trying to convince the blonde to name one of my, I had an uncle, Archie, and I always thought Archbishop would have been fantastic. And she
would have been awesome.
Vetoed. She vetoed. No,
I have a friend. His name's Matthew Joseph Pope. That's pretty.
There you go.
That's
pretty good.
That's about as
Catholic
religious as you
can
get. But it's funny because I'm gonna digress.
Yeah.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
I'm gonna peel off on this conversation.
We'll peel back in. That's a good job.
And his mother's Mary. How about that? Mother's Mary Pope.
Wow. Yeah,
I mean,
that's pretty good.
She's a
saint,
though.
Pretty good. Well, less of a saintly work being done in the Big Ten from a messaging standpoint.
that's a professional segue right there.
There's your segue, kids. We'll do that coming up next. Bish with Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
If you're looking for the radio home of the crew, you've come to the right place.
Because if we weren't, this promo would be very stupid.
Proud to be your crew station, The Fan.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce is still the perfect blend of flavor and heat, but in four flavors, like Buffalo Ranch. It's thicker and saucier than ever. How thick? Thick. Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce. I put that shit on everything.
Out of our blue, we rise.
Game 6 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal series against the Tampa Bay Lightning is presented by Cameron Mitchell Restaurants. Puck drops Friday, August 21st. Visit BlueJackets.com/as1 for complete details.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/yes. That's 4hims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
What's it like to sleep on a Casper mattress with new AirScape cooling technology? Imagine sleeping on a cloud with a light tropical breeze. AirScape is our one-of-a-kind cooling system inside Casper mattresses. It lets air move through and keeps heat out, so staying asleep is easy and breezy. Just like that. Try a Casper mattress with AirScape this summer. If you don't sleep cooler, we'll pick it up and refund you everything. That's the Casper 100-night trial. Try it today at Casper.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Center.
Good morning, I'm Matt Andrews. Columbus Crew SC in the regular season action tonight at Montfrey Stadium against the Chicago Fire. No fans permitted tonight. The game will air here on The Fan with coverage at 7:15. The Indians with a win last night at Pittsburgh 6-1. Aaron Civale tossed a complete game 5-hitter for a 5th straight Tribe win. Carlos Santana clubbed a 3-run home run. They'll go for the sweep of the Bucks tonight at 7:05. Shane Bieber gets a start looking for 5-0. The Reds split a doubleheader yesterday in Kansas City. Shut out 4-0 in game 1. Responded in game 2 behind Trevor Bauer, who threw a complete game 1 hitter in the nightcap. 7-inning, 5-0 win. Cincinnati now moves on to St. Louis for a 4-game weekend series. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. During these difficult times, BMI Federal Credit Union is here to make your financial life easy. Visit BMIFCU.org today. Breaking sports news here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The linebacker, the legend, the liquor cabinet. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Is AJ Hawk wrestling?
He was on NXT, I saw.
Is that WWE or is
it
that
is. It's like their,
the other
development area?
It's like the G League for WWE.
Yeah.
Well, and it goes up against the Shad Khan's kids thing. What is that?
That goes that against WWE. Night? You know, that's more of a head on. That's like an alternative to WWE. Like, if you want to make it WWE, you usually start at NXT now. Like, they put you in their developmental little camp thing, and then they put you on the NXT show, which doesn't get as big of ratings as, obviously, Raw and SmackDown and the big stuff.
So it's kind of just like, so I have clarity, Raw
somewhere along the line, I think, Pat McAfee, for some reason, and this other guy at NXT get into some, obviously, pre-orchestrated confrontation, right? So I don't know if it was, like, Pat McAfee had an idea of, like, wanting to be in the pro wrestling scene somehow. But all I know is that I look up and see Triple H on Get Up, like when I'm on vacation, and I'm like, oh, this is obvious. WWE is covered by ESPN now. ESPN covers their stuff on their website. You can get WWE news on ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. How do they mash the two over? You have Pat McAfee come over, and it was such a hilarious and obvious promotional job by Triple H, you know, talking about how Pat McAfee is all he cares about is himself. He's selfish. That's why on College Game Day, you see him jumping off the top of buildings in the 3 feet of water. Why? Because it's not about the team. It's about Pat. You know, does this whole thing, right? And then so Pat calls out this other wrestler. And anyway, and the next thing you know, I look up, and AJ and Pat do a lot of stuff. But then I see AJ walking into on the ring, in the ringside with Pat McAfee. I'm thinking, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. So was I. All right. So for my, just rudimentary, Raw is on Monday.
Yes.
Then Tuesday, there's a WWE product that goes head to head with that Shad Khan startup. Do I have that right?
I don't know. I don't know.
And then NXT is yesterday.
I have no idea when NXT airs.
It must have been last night.
Yeah, it was last night. But I'll put it this way. Like the last time that I actually watched wrestling habitually was probably high school.
Right, right.
People have this thought because that I'm like this diehard.
No. I have no idea about any of this stuff. And then Friday is another WWE product that airs on Fox. It does pretty well with the ratings.
Yes.
So this is where we are. So I've seen this image going around of McAfee, who would be great for that. McAfee's at an interesting point with his career. Because I do think that he proved last year that if he wants to be, he can be Corso's replacement on game day.
Yes.
That he can do that. Like he could. He's the only guy I've seen that they put on there that I go, yep. When Corso's done, that guy could put on a mascot head and it would work. that would work. If they want to keep that shtick up, they can do it. He could do it, and he would knock it out of the park. But he's done stuff with Barstool. He has his own podcast. So all of a sudden, I see this image of AJ bouncing around the social media of AJ working with Pat McAfee, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. First of all, this is fantastic. Why are we starting at NXT, boys? Shouldn't we shoot a little higher when we have this type of fame? And then beyond that, I'm thinking, where's Bob?
My first thought was, where Bob?
Where's Bob? What about Bob?
Yes. My first thing is, where's Bob?
Schlegs? You have a three-man.
Yes.
You got a four horseman ready to go.
My second thing is, so if you talk to wrestling purists, they hate this. They hate this. The whole idea of like Gronk coming in and all that, they hate it. Because the idea in the wrestling world is you bust your chops at the NXT, right? To climb, to get to WWE, and like you're putting in licks. You know what I mean? You're putting in like legit hard, just travel, training, all this to work at it. Mm-hmm. It'd be like flipping it over. It'd be like bringing in a wrestler. It's why a lot of NFL people were fired up with when Brock Lesnar made the final cuts for the Vikings. Because you're like, hold on, this dude doesn't play football and whatever. You're just going to bring him into camp and let him survive these cuts? Like, come on. This is a publicity stunt. This is a Minnesota kid who was, at the time, like just got done as world champ, you know, in the WWE and says, I want to try to play football. And now he makes the final cut? Come on. He didn't even play till the fourth preseason game. It was all like to get the media attention from it. It drives the purists nuts because you understand how much work these guys put in. So it's funny reading the comments below it because it's like, please no. Like, because when Gronk comes in and wins that whatever title he won, there's so many now. It's like naming a captain at Ohio State. But there's Universal Camp. There's 24/7 Champ. There's WWE Champ.
That's a good job out of you.
Let's just go to WWF. Right? That's a World Champ. It's easy. World Champ, Intercontinental Champ, U.S. Champ, Women's Champ. Tag team.
Two champs. That's all we need. And give me my four champs. Give me three captains. Yes.
Back in the day, the Intercontinental Champion carried something. You knew who was going to be the next guy to get over based on who was the Intercontinental Champ. Oh, Rock? Rock won the Intercontinental Champ. Boom. Oh, you're thinking, oh, well, I guess he'll be the number one contender pretty soon. But then when they bought WCW, it was like, wait, hold on. We're going to rename that the World Heavyweight Champ. Then there's going to be a WWE Champ. Now there's a Universal 24/7 Champ.
Which one matters most?
Aren't they all 24/7? I have no idea. All right. I digress. The point is, somehow, AJ's on there. And you're right. I was like, the fact that... But you know what, though? To Rock and Robbie's credit, his shtick wouldn't fit with Pat. Like, the whole all-black wearing stuff, you know? Like, we're here just the rough house. You know, AJ... But, I mean, that's been AJ's outfit since college. Just all-black Under Armour. seriously, I think I'm kidding. That's what he wore almost every single day. That whole stick isn't Rock and Rob. Like, Rock and Rob, I feel like, is a nice lavender fur coat. Like, lavender robe, like Ric Flair. Yeah.
A combination of Flair, Rude, and Mr. Perfect.
Yes. No question.
Yeah.
Yes. No doubt.
That's what
no doubt.
Yeah.
Come down the ring, you know, super tight, like super tight shorts, if not the Speedo, you know.
Correct. Speedo, I think for sure. Yeah, probably the Speedo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hair slicked back, about a half inch of baby oil lathered on the skin.
Yeah.
Rubbing his hands through his wet hair, flicking the water residue onto the guys, and then trying to kiss his girl on the cheek. That's Rock and Rob.
Yeah.
I think we have this. I think it's pretty easy.
There's no
to make this happen.
Yeah,
they tried it with Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler, I love his personality, and he's kind of like he almost looks like a modern day Mr. Perfect. But we need a modern day like ravishing Rick Rude, and he's sitting in Upper Arlington, Ohio, right now.
He's ready.
He's probably already home from his post-show workout with Schlegs.
His buddy's
sitting there
in it,
ready. Yeah,
AJ's in. This is the way in. It's all happening. Everything that we've wanted is happening. I mean, it's all happening.
I should just call my uncle. I should call my uncle. I should call Uncle John. John, look, I understand you're using AJ. I got a guy for you, all right?
Yeah.
His name's Bobby Carpenter, Robert Carpenter, but he goes by Rockin' Robbie, all right? That's two B's, three I's, one with a little slanted
That's exactly right.
Over the I dot, and he'll be an absolute wonder on the mic.
He would crush it. He will crush those. There's no question. He'd do far better than what the Big Ten's put out for us.
Have you ever seen Bobby Carpenter on the cruise? He's ready for this moment, all right?
Of course
he's
ready.
Give him the mic.
What am I, hard to see him on the cruise? I know exactly how he's born for it. He knows exactly. He knows exactly what he's. He's
I'm telling
perfect.
You, the physique is still there.
Of course it is.
Everyone's like, James, why don't you get in there? I'll tell you why. I weigh 207 pounds. That's why I'm not getting back in. I'm not getting in the ring. Oh, and by the way, I watched what my dad went through. I'm not doing that. You
Bob
want me to run
ready.
In there? No.
Just
go off the ropes once or twice. Tell me how that feels. It's awful.
No. No. We saw the pretty clear message. And by the way, you mentioned the clear messaging from Triple H. Less than clear messaging from the Big Ten. Although, finally, and still, no showing the homework. Incredible ambiguity. Bob, speaking of Bob, he did a fantastic job of marking up the message from the Big Ten.
He did.
And disproving a lot of it. He's right. He's right. They have failed in the messaging as big as you can fail in the messaging. You have presidents saying there was no vote, other presidents saying there was a vote, saying that's unanimous or consensus, saying it's not. Look, get on the same
page.
That,
by the
way. Have leadership.
The quote that I was talking about earlier in the first A block, if you will, hour one A block of this show. What I absolutely love about that the Nebraska Chancellor Ronnie Green said on the radio there absolutely was a vote and that it was not unanimous. So just off the bat, that's what I love about it. Like everyone's saying, like, oh, you know, it's pretty much consensus. No, it wasn't. There was a vote. Maybe it wasn't, you know, maybe there's not like a, hey, send in your digital ballot, you know, to at Kevin Warren, BT, you know, Big Ten. Maybe it wasn't something as official as that. But as they went around the room, I love the fact that he's sticking to his guns. And they are kind of Nebraska's turned into the rebel in the Big Ten, kind of a little bit. You know, where there's not a long history.
I think
history.
They want to show the work.
Yes. They want to show the work.
They know.
I think there's no loyalty. Yep. There's no long-term loyalty here. It's not Ohio State and their relationship with the Big Ten. The amount of people that I hear from, which I thought Austin gave a good perspective yesterday, Austin Ward, but the amount of people that I hear from saying, like, we are the conference. We don't need the Big Ten. I'm like, well, I think it's showing differently. Like,
that is nonsense.
Yeah.
One of the huge narratives that people have blown in this is this notion that the SEC would be like, oh yeah, Ohio State, come down and play for
a
year.
Right.
No, they would not. Now, if you want to go to the Big 12 and say, hey, we're in. We're ready to join.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Big 12 would come on in. Come on in, boys.
Yes.
Bring Penn State with you. Bring Nebraska with you.
Yep.
You want to create a new conference? Fine. But Ohio State's not ready to do that.
No.
I'm not bailing on this. They're television contracts that pay them more money. I mean, they get $50 million a year from TV.
And that's the thing is that you hear about the new tennis center. You hear about the new wrestling and volleyball. And they're building a new women's ice hockey rink. Like, they're building and building and building. And what enables to that do that? The conference television deal. That is what helps them. You go independent. You're losing $50 million off the bat a year. Yes, Ohio State makes a lot of money, but not enough to keep building pretty new buildings for all the student athletes.
Yeah, so they're really the options aren't as now. Would Nebraska maybe want out of the Big Ten? Has this been a hit for them? No, it has not been. It has not been. Would they be better? Sir, I don't think you're wrong. I don't think that's hyperbole. Would Nebraska say, you know what? We tried. It didn't work. Big 12, will you take us back? And the Big 12 might take them back. They might. They might do it. Because
what if the vote really was 12-2, right? What if the vote was 12-2?
Like Patrick originally said.
And I don't know what it is or whatever. I mean, maybe it started 12-2, and then maybe there was more people who kind of changed their mind, and I have no idea. But say it was 12-2, and Nebraska was like, fine. Big 12, can we join you for this year? No, I'm talking about permanently. Like, we're out. Can we come back in? And I was like, well, we want to play. Can we join permanently? We got Iowa State here. Like you could have really shaken up conferences. But
and don't be this. Hey, buddy, you know what? That doesn't mean that ain't going to be where we end up. I mean, this could have that effect.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
If
the three conferences play, I think there's going to be so much finger pointing and blame shifting amongst the Big Ten teams.
Yeah. They botch it as big as they can botch it. Are the rest of the schools in a position to take advantage? Lane Kiffin says, come on down. We'll get into that story at the bottom of the hour. Shelley's
time. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on
bottom
down.
Bottom of the hour, Shelley time, as we look back on the Jackets. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on the Fan.
Buckeyes, Blue Jackets, the NFL, and fat weird guys talking about eating people.
I'm hungry. Is it time to eat?
It's all on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now buy any three cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes to tires to oil to everything, you can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So, whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us. For brakes, tires, oil, everything. Trust the Midas touch.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. An emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-338-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in August who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-338-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in August 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Okay, let's begin. Morning Juice, Bishop and Laurinaitis, Rothman and Ice, Common Man and T-Bone, The Buckeye Show, Ohio State Athletics, Blue Jackets Hockey, Crew Soccer, the NFL, and even more things I don't have time to say. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Stop by your neighborhood Culver's, home of the Culver's Deluxe. Fresh, never frozen beef is cooked to order and layered with real Wisconsin cheese, crisp lettuce, ripe tomatoes, pickles, sweet red onion, and our signature mayo. Then we top it with a lightly buttered toasted bun. Pair it with crinkle cut fries, crispy onion rings, or golden Wisconsin cheese curds for a satisfying meal. It's our butter burger at its best.
Getting to work is a little different right now. Your new commute may be to the kitchen, or the couch, or the basement. If your commute has changed, you could be saving money on car insurance. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you get the same reliable coverage you'd expect, but only pay for the miles you drive. Drive less, save more with Allstate. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote.
Price also includes a daily rate, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates.
That's what protecting your car could sound like with 303 Touchless Sealant. Just spray on a wet surface, rinse off, and dry. It's the sound of twice the protection as traditional waxes and insane water beading you have to see to believe.
Wait, this is radio, right?
Okay, moving on. 303 Touchless Sealant. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
After having been restricted in order to preserve PPE for hospitals, many dental offices are now reopening. That's a good thing because regular dental care ensures that we have good oral health and good overall health. As dentists reopen their offices, you may notice some changes. Your dental office may take your temperature and ask a series of questions related to your health. You may be asked to wait in your car until the dental office is ready for you. You may notice your dentist and staff wearing a different type of face mask or face shield when providing care. All of these changes and more are designed to ensure dental patients are protected. When you make your appointment, ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association so you know that you're being treated by the very best. Ohio Dental Association member dentists are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. These ODA member dentists are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing education, training, and resources. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit WindowNation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two legends, one show.
Well, it's all a lie.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan. Gentlemen, are you tired? Maybe no motivation? Maybe a little irritable? Decrease in libido? It's not just a pandemic. Probably as low testosterone. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Take advantage of that free doctor consult that Affinity Whole Health is offering and go get your blood work done. Find out if it is low T. And if it is, my friends at Affinity Whole Health can help you get back in the normal zone, the normal range your numbers need to be at. Our numbers decline after 30. And if you're listening, chances are you're probably in that zone, that age group. Go find out how. FeelGreatColumbus.com. FeelGreatColumbus.com.
Text me your dude, because basically everything you just described is me. Irritable, no sleep.
Yeah.
We got to get it done. Text me your guy. I'm going on the Affinity plan. I'm getting it done.
You'll look like Rock and Robbie in a week.
I just want to be Eric Bischoff. That's it. I don't need to be Rock and Robbie. I mean, that's all I want to be. I don't need any more than that.
Oh, man.
This is basically Lane Kiffin's basically been a WWE character for the last decade of his life. And in the midst of North Carolina and Notre Dame halting athletic activities because, I don't know, there's an amateurism issue, 13 Ole Miss students test positive for COVID-19. That constitutes an outbreak. The SEC is pushing forward. Kiffin goes on the SEC network yesterday and says, quote, kids are having their schools or their conferences deciding to shut down so they can't play, and a lot of them have a lot of money on the line at the next level, or they just want to play their last year. So it's really unfortunate that the NCAA is not allowing them to transfer and be eligible immediately. We're being told that won't even go into a waiver process, so I really feel bad for those kids. It's not their fault. Why can't they come play somewhere? That doesn't make any sense to me. He's right.
Yes,
he's right.
He is.
Their circumstances have changed. They ought to be able to be allowed to go play somewhere else. The NCAA should allow them to do it. But we're in this position where the NCAA has no power except this arbitrary power over transfers. Right?
Like, that's it.
If no control of who's playing and who's not, get some out there.
I thought
the governing
you actually
body
had no control over the FBS. Didn't you say that, Mark Emmert? That
they
you
can actually they don't. Can't. So if and I don't
so
want this
how
to happen.
They can
God
control
forbid
who can cancel. Like so, then
if Garrett Wilson wants to transfer,
then he should be
to
able
Texas,
to
Texas.
Yeah,
then he ought to be able to. And he ought to be able to drive down to Austin, enroll at the University of Texas. And what if Texas said, you know what, we're playing him anyway, NCAA. We don't care if you rule him eligible or not.
Do something about it.
What are you going to do?
You had no power to shut us down during this pandemic. How do you have power to shut down him from playing? You don't.
You don't, right? Like, am I misreading this?
No, which makes me even more upset that we bowed down to them over tattoos.
That happened at a time. That's just bad timing. That happened at a time. It's really bad timing. That happened at a time where, at that point in college athletics, the thinking was, "Yes, sir. May I have another?" It was admit all guilt, take the punishment, and hope that the punishment was minimal. We did it. Penn State did it. Obviously, very different issues, clearly, but we did it. Penn State did it, and then shortly thereafter, North Carolina basketball said, "Prove it."
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're gonna shut down North Carolina basketball? And then all of a sudden the University of Miami said, prove it. I don't think we will cooperate. I don't think we will.
No.
And then all of a sudden you go, wait a second. Then it was exposed. Wait a second. College, you're telling me the NCAA does not have subpoena power? Oh, well then, hey, how's about go to hell on your tattoos?
Yeah.
How's about prove it on your tattoos? Because the only way that there was going to be proof is if there was an FBI investigation. And there's like, the FBI's not investigating tattoos for jerseys.
Right.
They're not doing it. They would never. They got bigger fish to fry. Right? They're not doing that. So that's what happened there. was just poor timing. If Tatgate happens 2 years later, you say, go to hell. Prove it. That's what you would have done. But at that time, it was yes, sir, may I have another. That was the feeling in college athletics, that if you cooperated with the NCAA, remember that? All those press conferences? We're cooperating fully with the NCAA on this. Why?
I just look back exactly. Why? Why?
Why? They have Why no cooperate power. Fully?
They have no power.
They have no subpoena power. So to Lane Kiffin's point, play him. Play a transfer.
Yep.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Who's going to come stop you?
Who's stopping you? The SEC. If the SEC commissioner said, yeah, play him. Go ahead. The only person that the SEC would have to answer to is Greg Sankey. They don't have to answer to the NCAA. They're not. The NCAA stopped fall sports. They're still going on in those conferences. They don't answer to anybody.
No. No. They don't.
You asked the question yesterday to one of our guests, could this be the end of the NCAA? And he brought up a very important part, is we can say what we want about the NCAA, and no one has been more adamant against them than I have been over the 10 years or so that I've been doing this type of stuff. But the one thing I would say about it is this. The one thing they have is they have a book of rules. And if you're going to be the league, if you're going to get rid of them and start a new league, then you've got to write a new book of rules.
Yep.
And that's hard to do. We can poke holes in their rules all we want, but there are guidelines.
Yep.
So who's going to be the one to organize and build new guidelines?
Right.
That's a huge hurdle in this breakaway from the NCAA thing. It's a huge hurdle. And who's going to host tournaments in all those non-revenue sports? And who's going to make sure that Title IX is followed? There are huge hurdles that the NCAA has in place.
There's no question. And it is that's a huge undertaking that, to be honest, can't happen, or I don't think can really take place in just the span of like 1 year.
No.
You know? So like, even if the three other conferences had followed the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and shut it down, I'm not sure it's something you'd have to identify, like a whole board to come up with all of these new rules, right, that you're going to all follow. That's in the best interest of all five power conferences. Now, are teams like Rutgers and them even included in this new structure?
Probably not.
And then you push forward, you're right, Title IX, and there's stuff when it comes to actual law. And,
it's a lot.
There's a lot there. There's a lot there. That's why the whole liability thing, nothing bothers me more than when people are just uneducated, and I try not to speak on things that I'm uneducated about, or I'll admit when I'm ignorant to a situation, but I keep hearing from people, well, make them sign a waiver. I'm like, Congress shut that down.
It's already been done.
Congress shut that down.
There's no chance. You can't do that.
Said you can't do that. It's not allowed. So it's not the universe. It's not the NCAA. Well, I should be able to. It doesn't matter. Congress said no.
Erroneous. On all.
We live in a society.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
We live in, like, there are rules. There are rules.
There are rules.
I know
laws,
that, you know, where people like to just throw them all out all the time and act like they don't matter.
You can't have an amateur sign a waiver.
No.
You can't. So, anyway, that's where you're at. Where we are on the Blue Jackets is a season is over after everything that we said had to happen did happen.
Don't throw that at me.
I'm sorry. I got to do a transition to Shelly time. I wasn't feeling good about this game going into it. I never would have guessed it would have went like that. It did, and we'll do a little post-mortem with Mr. Shelly coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
This is Ohio State basketball coach Chris Holtman on your home for Buckeye basketball, The Fan.
The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
It's easy to get all the best groceries in town in one trip when you shop at Meijer. Save with thousands of deals going on now, like locally grown Michigan blueberry pints for only $1.49. And Avery or Five Star products are buy one, get one 50% off. Plus, get all the deals delivered with Meijer Home Delivery at Meijer.com.
Get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. At Meijer. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Common Man here for Universal Windows Direct. Are you looking to make a lasting investment in your home? Do your windows need a facelift? Well, if they do, call my guys and gals at Universal Windows Direct. Their windows are affordable, energy efficient, and come with a warranty that lasts as long as you own your home. Call now for their exceptional offer. Buy one window, get one window free, plus zero payments and zero interest for 12 whole months. Hey, that's a year. Call them now, 614-502-5220. Check them out online, UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Buckeyes, Blue Jackets, crew, the NFL. If live games are cool, consider us Miles Davis. And if movie references from 25 years ago are cool, Anthony Rothman is your idol. Your radio home for all the games and eye-rolling promos. The Fan.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a You Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Get your air conditioner fixed fast. Call Care Heating and Cooling, 1-800-COOLING.
Seems like life is throwing a lot of curves at us lately. And for many of us, that means we have less money to spend. At Tire Discounters, we want to be sure you can afford to stay safe on the road. We're now offering payment options like paying weekly, monthly, and even paying over 12 months with deferred interest. We know it won't solve everything, but if you need tires or service in order to keep you and your family safe, you won't need to spend a dime today. You'll just get the tires and services you've always trusted us for.
The premier real estate brokerage in Columbus is Realistar. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to move, let Realistar's experienced, award-winning agents help find the home of your dreams. Find your new home today at Realistar.com.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of advanced team members. And you don't even need an appointment. When it's time to hit the road, stop by Advance Auto Parts to start strong with a diehard battery. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from Home Advisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to Home Advisor's approval and terms. Valid for new Home Advisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right. I mean, it's not because I love talking to Jody. We maybe just do this every single day, even without hockey. We hope to predict from circumstances on a little bit of Shelly time here on the Brian Eden Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Well, everything that we said, you know, couldn't happen, did happen. You're still in a position to win. You're up 2 goals in the third, and it all comes crumbling down. Joe, this is hockey's not fair sometimes. It was a hell of a stretch at the end of the first through the second period, and in the end, quite a bit of heartbreak. Your view now, 24 hours later, sir.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. I mean, this whole series, when you look back, it seemed close. Was it that close? You kind of think of that. Tampa, you know, they gave the Blue Jackets that momentum in the first period when they took all those penalties. The Blue Jackets did a good job of grabbing it. Did they run out of gas? I don't know. They just didn't play the same game in the third period. And, you know, when you give Tampa, who you knew they were going to push, when you give them any kind of room or life, or you back off that attitude that they had in the second, they got lucky with a couple plays. And, you know, Korpisalo didn't look sharp in a couple of those plays. And it's just disappointing to look back at, because, you know, I really thought that they were coming on, and especially the second period, to come back and battle back and get a 2-goal lead. And then you're sitting there going, okay. And the next thing, you're packing your stuff up thinking, well, what just happened? It's over. So it's never fun at the end of the year. Extremely disappointing the way they played the last two games, but especially to dominate in the period and not finish it off, that's the part that hurts. So are they gassed? Maybe. We'll find out in the next few days exactly what's going on. But very disappointing right now where we sit as to the loss yesterday.
Yeah, and it's very easy on a day like today to sit here and be like, oh, the Jackets should have stayed super aggressive in the third period. But you know this, Jody. When you get a 2-goal lead and you're in the third period, naturally you don't want to jump on 4-on-2 odd man rushes, right? And to turn the puck over, and the next thing you know, you got 3-on-1 going back, and you give the team a quick jump of momentum. There's just a natural way in hockey, no matter what you are, that says we got two. It's very difficult to get two in that last eight, especially when you're such a strong defensive team. Bo and I were trying to discuss, is this team just one, like, power forward away? Like, would Josh Anderson have made a huge difference if he was healthy in this series? Are they one guy away, or is it someone from the outside that they need to look to bring in this offseason and really help get them over the hump?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because in the regular season, you feel so good about them. And then in the matchup game, in the playoffs, it's like, you know, you see what they did yesterday, and you just don't. Korpisalo was tired. Elvis needed to play a game. He needed to come in and be a star for two games. You know what I mean? Give him a little relief. You talk about the depth in the organization. Okay, Foodie, it seemed like he was great in Toronto series. He's 20 years old. You know what I mean? He's out there in the third period. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of nerves, a lot of angst as the Tampa Bay Lightning are pouring down on you. So I look at some of the young kids out there, and I think maybe should they have been in that position? I mean, Torts had no one he could go to. Jenner played 8 minutes. I mean, Robinson was the only forward to play less than him. What happened to Boone Jenner? I don't know. I mean, there's different scenarios like that, but to answer your question, I think Elvis would have helped. I think Anderson would have made a difference, especially when you look at the thin margin. Anderson on the forecheck, Anderson keeping the puck in a few times. I think they're one or two away. I think the D is solid. I think their goaltending is solid. I think their center ice could be helped. I think any organization thinks that. But we talked about the game breaker. It's always nice to have a game breaker, man, and they could use that. One that fits into what they're doing. They don't need a star to stand out. They need a game breaker to come in and fit into this system.
Jody, is that in the organization, or is that something that will have to be found outside?
Well, is Dubois that? I mean, he's a power forward.
He has to be.
But it would also be,
right?
It would be nice to have someone, I would think so, it would be nice to have someone that could take a little attention off of Dubois and maybe free him up a little bit. You know, Bjorkstrand's not enough threat most of the time. He is at times. I think this kid has played every game possible with the Blue Jackets. He's been healthy, and he's a horse for every single game. Hasn't missed a minute of possible hockey he could play in the last 3 years. And he's only going to get better. But I think he needs someone to ride shotgun. I think Panarin was really good for him because it took a lot of tension away from him and he freed himself up.
Jody, is Dubois, speaking of him having to be that guy, is he, I mean, he's unrestricted, or he's restricted, excuse me, right?
Restricted,
he's restricted,
yeah.
So is Josh. But do you think Dubois has earned a nice deal, and would a deal with him kind of say to the or, to everyone, you know what, we're able to keep an emerging dude here? You know, I think that's the,
yeah.
Bo and I were having that conversation of, ultimately, the main guy is going to be Seth Jones, right? When Seth gets to that point, can you lock him up and keep him here, right? Because otherwise, you just become this reputation of being a farm system for the rest of the NHL. Whenever you get a stud, they're like, oh, it's great. I enjoyed my time here, but I'm going to go play at a Original Six or a bigger market. Is maybe PLD one of those guys you have to take a risk on and say, hey, let's pay him to keep him here. He's still young, early in his career, but he could be that emerging guy who's still developing.
I think so. I think absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of these young guys now, Austin Matthews took a 5-year deal. The max is 8. He took a 5 at a big number, thinking that he can sign an 8 next time and turn a, you know, his big contract is the one that's coming next. So look for Dubois maybe do the same as Zach Werenski with a 3-year at a high number. The Jackets would love to lock him up long term, big number, I'm sure, just to get him in there and get him to do exactly what you just said. But you know, these are the guys, and Seth Jones is that player too. Yes, Seth Jones, that's a priority to keep him here. He's here for another 4, I think, years on his contract after this year. So he's a key piece. He's had a great number now, but he's going to get paid too, and the Blue Jackets will stand in front of him and make sure that they give him everything they can to keep him here.
Jody, Jarmo Kekäläinen's done about everything right, you know, since he's been here. I mean, he and JD laid a foundation, then Yarmo's just been incredible at identifying talent, finding talent. We've got a farm system. We've got a franchise here that's sustainable. But he's got big issues. You put on your GM hat. What does he attack this offseason? And by the way, and kind of piggybacking off of that, when is that season? Because now that we're out of it, I start, you know, normally it'd be about time to report to camp in about a month and a half or so, but I don't know what that looks like. Where are we with that? And if you're Jarmo, what's your checklist?
I think 3 days after the cup is handed out, it's the draft, it's free agency, so it'll be early October. He's got to figure out Josh Anderson, first of all, and all of his restricted free agents. Dubois, Anderson, he's got to figure out Gavrikov. All these guys got to fit in here somehow. The big one for me is Anderson. Every rink we go in, everyone asks, where's Josh Anderson? Why isn't Josh Anderson playing? Is Josh Anderson going to re-sign? He's got 1 year left of restricted free agency. Then he's a UFA. You know, ideally, they lock him up long-term here, and he's a piece of the puzzle. But who knows what's going to happen with him? But Jarmo's got to do that. He's got to straighten out and maybe look for a trade to make an impact trade here. He's got some great pieces on the back end. Is Wenberg's time up? You know, he had a good game yesterday. He's one of Yarmo's first draft picks here with the organization. Is his time up with the organization? I don't know. He's a valuable piece in a lot of ways, but, you know, when you look for a game breaker, is Ryan Murray a valuable piece that teams would like? He's got enough pieces here that he can make moves, and Yarmo's always very good with his moves. So don't think he'll sit here quietly. He knows exactly what they need, but Anderson's a priority, a game breaker's a priority, and locking up restricted free agents like Gavrikov, Anderson, Dubois, these key guys that are in this organization here and settled in part of the core.
All right, Jody, who's winning it all? You've been watching this thing. Now that we're out, who's winning the whole thing?
Doesn't Murphy's Law say Tampa?
Jeez.
I mean, they're good.
It fit the bill. I mean, it certainly would fit.
Tampa's time, yeah. I think it would. I think Tampa looks good. Everyone's talking about Colorado. I'm not sure about their goaltending whatsoever. I think if you look at Tampa, the way they're built, the way they got through that round, the Blue Jackets really got them playing that they had to play playoff hockey. So, I'm going to go with Tampa.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Yeah. And all this without Stamkos. That's when we talk about a player away.
Yeah, a great point.
You know, so all of a sudden they get that dude back. This has been a pleasure, my friend. We'll check in with you as the NHL playoffs continue with the Stanley Cup, but it's been great. We thank you so much for your time. You've been on with us every single day, game days, day afters. Can't appreciate you more than that, my friend. Appreciate you a great deal. Thanks, bud.
Hey, it's been my pleasure, guys. Thank you so much, and have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
looking forward to that. The great Jody Shelley with Shelley Time, as he's done with us very graciously during all of this time. We hit three things coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Season ticket holder from day one? Us too. Now and forever, your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
It's baseball time on The Fan. Listen to the Rockies battle the Dodgers. Coverage starts Saturday night at 8:30.
Sponsored by Bobcat Enterprises in Hilliard and Reynoldsburg. Your Doosan construction equipment dealer. Doosan, run strong.
The Fan.
At Huntington, we're for people. For their good times and their hard times. That's why we're proud to offer 24-hour grace on overdrafts, which gives you more time to fix it and avoid a fee. Why does that matter right now? Because when your bank is looking out for you today, it's easier to stay on top of your tomorrow. 24-hour grace, only from Huntington. Welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at huntington.com/grace.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After falling to the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1982 NBA Finals, the 76ers needed to find the right player to build the ultimate winning team. In September of 82, they acquired restricted free agent Moses Malone. They went on to rack up a 65-17 regular season record and followed that up with a 12-1 postseason record. Malone won the regular season and NBA Finals MVP award.
Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Sears Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Well-dressed, well-spoken, but never, ever a well-drink.
How about chaos?
Insanity. Absolute insanity.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And the crew back at it tonight, opening their regular season of MLS play.
Packed house?
So you have none. Not.
No.
No, not. No. They just can't wait. I mean, you just got to get to the to opening that stadium. That's where you're at.
Yep.
And then you hope you can do it with fans because, I mean, imagine being the LA teams and no fans. Today's buyers imports by the airport fan poll, 971thefan.com. How much more of the Stanley Cup playoffs will we watch with the CBJ being eliminated? All of it, some of it, none of it, too heartbroken. Which one for you threes?
Heartbroken.
None of it?
None of it.
I will watch some, but my priority will shift to the NBA now is probably where it will go.
I'll watch.
But I'll watch the cup. I'll watch the East-West
final. I'll
watch
the finals.
You know? Yeah, and I'll watch the Stanley Cup finals from time. But I'm not going to. I mean, this
I don't want to peek at it. I don't want to peek at it until then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. But listen, I think the big lesson you take away, I think the right team won. Tempe's really good, and they did it without Stamkos.
They're
really good, and they did it without, that dude's coming back. So when we say a player away, that's their player away. That's how good that team is. That they did that, they won that series, and they did so without their best player. So that's when you talk about a player away, that's what we're talking about. Three things on a Thursday. Go Chop.
Three things with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
My wife's threshold for being impressed by me is so low that yesterday she had a screw in a sliding door that was slightly bent, which was causing the sliding door into the pantry to not close. So she's like, I got to get a handyman to fix this. I'm like, no, I think I can fix this. She's like, you can't fix this. So I take a piece of pliers, I hold the screw, I take a needle nose pliers, and I straighten the screw out and then screw it back in. And you would have thought that I had written the Declaration of Independence. Like, she has no threshold for me being able to do anything from handyman work. And it's probably because of past history, but that's how low the threshold for impress is.
Oh, man. That's great.
This was not a hard project.
I love that. My first thing. I'll tell you what. These cool mornings have been absolutely wonderful. To be like 53 degrees, walking outside with a zip-up on and some shorts, it is truly living. It really is. And then I was like, oh, in my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, fall is right around the corner. We're getting there. And then all these beautiful images of football and pads popping and a nice cup of coffee in the morning, knowing that you got a game day Saturday. And then my heart was ripped out of my chest.
Well, you got to pick an SEC team, and then you'll be fine.
My first thing today, I saw this, and I think they've posted this before, but Barstool Sports just posts like random videos sometimes, and this one was the perfect mimosa, and it shows a girl with a glass of champagne, and then she just drops a little drop of orange juice. And I'm just here to tell you that like this joke doesn't work because champagne is already a drink that you can just drink at like the same, you know, types of swigs that you drink a mimosa with. So this works with like a Jack and Coke where you fill up a glass all huge and pour in just a drop of Coke. That makes sense because you sip hard liquor, but if it's mixed, you can drink it a little more aggressively. But it doesn't work with champagne. Champagne's just a normal drink.
You drink the tempo remains the same, right? That's the idea. All right, number two for me. Threes, you inspired me. I've been lackadaisical with my. I told you about this lackadaisical with my return to working out. After the vacation, just hard to get back on it. Your story inspired me yesterday. So this morning I did it. I got up early. I got on it. I felt great. It's amazing how great you feel when you do it. Now I'm back on the train. The other thing that's critical for me is I've got to have something to watch. So I've got to be the only dude on the planet who spent an hour this morning watching Ken Burns Civil War. And I spent the entire hour on Gettysburg. That's what I worked out to this morning. An hour of Gettysburg. What the hell was Pickett
thinking? You got to have something. Got to have something going.
What was Pickett thinking? What are you doing, man? It's incredible.
Yeah.
What a bozo.
Moron. My second thing. We did a Zoom call yesterday for a podcast with our friends Matt and Leslie Holiday. Matt Holiday played baseball, you know, for the Rockies and Cardinals.
Some record he did.
And my level of jealousy as this guy is just, he's sitting there, and we were good friends in St. Louis, and so he's just gripping his bat, and he's now like an assistant coach for Oklahoma State, his alma mater, because his brother's the head coach. This guy gets to literally just go to practice with the guys, you know, gets to coach, be around the game he loves, bring his boys to the ballpark. They just finished a brand new ballpark there at Oklahoma State. And he's like, yeah, you know, I just brought my boys out here and we did a little BP this morning and it was fun. And I was like, you still got it? He just gives a little wink. I still got it. I was like, of course you do.
Of course
you do. You're 245 pounds. He was also All-State in football, by the way. That guy could have played football anywhere. But anyway, it was good to talk to him. And there's a little bit of envy. That's awesome. He gets just to go to his alma mater and coach and just live the dream there at Oklahoma State.
We got the Are you saying you want to coach linebackers? We could probably arrange that.
Oh, no, you can't arrange that. I promise you. You can't arrange that.
Well, you got to GA a little bit first.
There's no chops. Just
we've
go.
Said enough.
I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say
chops,
anything. Chops, go.
Go, Chops.
All right, this will shut you guys up. We had the noon game yesterday. I was pretty hyped for it, and I couldn't help it. I had to take my shirt off while we watched at least the first two periods.
God's
I did pop it back on in the third period because it
You're
started
shirtless?
To go down for me. I had to go shirtless. Just had to
oh
do
my
it.
Gosh, Chops.
God,
I have. I still haven't recovered from that last tweet you had
Lopez.
With the. Chest hair.
It's about 90% gone. There's still a little outline
Gosh,
of the Batman
disgusting.
Symbol.
Finally, for me, I mentioned before, my middle son, Beamsy, is very soft-spoken, and so we were doing install on six-year-old flag football last night, and I just helped coach that team, and so the head coach put him at quarterback, and he doesn't want to play quarterback, I think in large part because he doesn't want to have to say down, set, go, right? Because he doesn't want to yell. But he was put in at quarterback, and he had to do it. And I got to say, fantastic job out of Beamsy. Hat goes off to the Beams. He was loud. He yelled. And afterwards, I said, did you like playing quarterback? And he goes, yeah, I did. And it was like it was just really cool to see him like come out of his shell a little bit
Gosh,
when he had
brings
to.
That brings up absolute nightmares. The amount of sprints we had to do, because my dad thought it was like we were going to trick the system and just get a bunch of first and fives with going on hard counts and on the first sound, and two and three. So as like a six-year-old, seven-year-old, you know, hey, go on three. And none of
go
us had the
three.
Discipline to go on three.
No.
So then, all right, sprint around the pole. The pole's 260 yards away. Thanks, Dad. Awesome.
Animal, why do you guys go on multiple?
We did.
It's amazing.
We did. We had it on That's three,
awesome.
On two, on one. Anyway, my last thing quick. William Hayes in our group text message, which is basically.
Atlas Butler has convenient two-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
The entire Rams defense and Todd Gurley is essentially what it is. The old Rams defense in the St. Louis days. Bashing AD, saying just total trash talk about how boring Hard Knocks is. Basically said, tell Kevin Demoff, the president, I'll come in that locker room for free and I'll quarantine just to give that damn show a little spice. Saying, AD, you're boring as hell.
That's awesome.
My last one real quick. Brad Underwood, head coach of Illinois men's basketball. He's been walking 8 to 12 miles a day while he works, just making whatever phone calls or whatever he needs to do. He's lost 30-plus pounds as a result during this quarantine time. So good for him. And I'm a guy who likes to walk around the city. I wish I could do that for my whole work day.
Well, you really only work 4 hours a day, so you have a lot of time that you can do it. You could get some steps in. You could certainly get some steps in. Rothman and Ice coming up next. We're back tomorrow. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day.
I can't wait to put my new Roku TV and futon to good use at college, and I can't wait to meet my roommates. Or, you know, hang out with the ones I've been living with for years.
However you go back, we've got your back. The Walmart College Shop is your one-stop shop for everything you need, like must-have tech and can't live without college essentials for less, with free two-day delivery or free curbside pickup. Walmart. Free delivery available in two business days, $35 minimum. Free curbside pickup available for orders over $35. Restrictions apply.
People find they can either get a better diamond with us or a bigger diamond with us for the same money they're paying at traditional jewelry stores.
Meet Terry Vary, Ohio native and OSU grad, and vice president at Diamonds Direct.
Because I'm from this area, I know people in this area are very savvy shoppers, and I think the concept here is a game changer for Columbus, Ohio.
Have you been to Diamonds Direct? It's Ohio's direct diamond importer, like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once, giving you access to a multi-million-dollar inventory of exquisite certified diamonds.
diamonds at prices you never thought possible.
We operate on high volumes and low margins, and we're able to save people money.
And at Diamonds Direct, we'll teach you to buy like a dealer buys, with no tricks, no pressure, no intimidation.
We give you some industry trade secrets that no other jeweler shows you.
Diamonds Direct, part of a world diamond powerhouse, unbeatable selection, superior quality, unmatched warranties, and the guaranteed best value.
It's a no-brainer.
On Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
All I can say is, OH! They know how to finish that.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums, and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
What's it like to sleep on a Casper mattress with new AirScape cooling technology? Imagine sleeping on a cloud with a light tropical breeze. AirScape is our one-of-a-kind cooling system inside Casper mattresses. It lets air move through and keeps heat out, so staying asleep is easy and breezy. Just like that. Try a Casper mattress with the AirScape this summer. If you don't sleep cooler, we'll pick it up and refund you everything. That's the Casper 100-night trial. Try it today at Casper.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Matt Andrews. Golf at the Northern Trust in Boston. The FedEx Cup playoffs beginning round one. Harris English has the lead at 6 under par. Brendan Steele, a shot back. Ian Poulter, Taylor Gooch, Dustin Johnson among them. 2 off the lead at 4 under. Tiger Woods even through 11. Columbus Crew SC resumes their regular season action tonight at Montfrey Stadium against the Chicago Fire. Tonight's game can be heard here on the Fan. Coverage at 7:15 to kick at 7:30. Indians go for a sweep of the Pirates tonight at 7:05. Tribe has won 5 straight. Shane Bieber looks to get to 5-0. And the Reds split a doubleheader yesterday in Kansas City. They're in St. Louis to start a 4-game series tonight at 8:15. Sonny Gray starts against Adam Wainwright. This update's brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit BasementDoctor.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FIRST.